Welcome to Notcast, episode 201, How to Lube Your Dragon. I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Avery.
He's a dragon, we will be lubricating.
Yes, we will be lubricating this dragon.
Panther is giving the worst look I've ever seen him give.
No, that's pretty mild. He hasn't hit us.
He hasn't hit anybody yet, so we're okay. So, it's been a week. Episode 200 is out and in the wild, and we listed this idea.
Oh, shit. He found the finger puppets.
You hit me in the eye.
They haven't been flung in like 100 episodes.
pick up your toys, jerk.
Apparently he hadn't heard the name of the episode before now, and he did not get out fast enough.
Clearly. That's the thing. It's like you start it up and then he could just go berserk.
I'm scared. Hold me.
So anyways, this week we have our special guest Avery Dragon.
Hola.
On to talk about sex
apparently
toys Sarah's and lube.
Not special.
And I'm not a special guest anymore.
Well, Sarah's special too, because he looks cute in panties. But
hey,
he has a nice
special
ass.
Special on the head.
I know.
So this episode is
this episode
what's
also brought to you by my ass?
Yes.
Yes.
I lube your husky.
This is not the first episode that has been brought to you by my ass. Go! Go! Panther, go. Stop.
Panther, please go. Panther,
you go, Glenn Coco.
Go.
You go.
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 Seriously, go.
Lock it.
He has keys. It doesn't help.
Deadbolt.
Then we'd be dead.
Yep. He would fly through the wall like an angel of vengeance.
And kill us all.
So, we have ourselves a handful of emails.
And we have a handful of lube, too.
Right? Actually, we've got a couple armfuls.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a couple fistfuls.
Ah, let's see what you did there.
A fistful of lube.
That's a metric measurement,
that
right?
Sounds like a recipe for a very bad story title.
I'm surprised that it's not live yet. Anywho.
Somewhere between Western and pornography.
Western pornography.
But
Western
then you
pornography?
Get sand in your lube.
Yeehaw!
Well, we will actually be getting into that in a minute.
Sand into lube?
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear. That does not sound promising.
Well, how do you think silicone comes?
Oh, well, true.
That's true.
Okay. I think you like there's still the gritty form.
Depends on what company you use.
Yeah, really.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that does not sound fun.
Well, there's a reason why I'm a lube snob.
Everyone should be a lube snob.
I know.
It's going in your body. You should be way more concerned about what it is made of.
So, we have... So, Avery currently works in a adult novelty.
Yep.
Is that what we have to call it in Texas?
Pretty much. Well, the difference between... like a porn shop and all that is the fact that they do actually have porn. We don't.
You just have toys.
Primarily. We're more of a boutique than anything else because we have from like body stuff from like bathing and lubricants and massage to toys to softcore S&M to lingerie and then the tiny wall of guy stuff. Honestly, it's like going to Dillard's or something where, you know, there's a full floor of things just for women, next floor half of it's for women, then a fourth of that is turned into stuff for the house, and in this dark little corner in the back is guy stuff.
Yeah, just about.
It's true.
Yeah,
so true. This industry is very much centric toward women.
Yep. Well, I mean, dudes, you know, most of the dude stuff you see in, like, the gayborhood is, like, massive black dongs and vacuum-packed.
Yeah.
Wrappers hung on, you know,
yeah.
Your peg walls.
Yes.
I've seen some stuff down in the gayborhood that's like, oh.
Men are like, they look at it like, I can fit that in my ass. And that's all they need to do.
That is a very stretchy orifice.
You know, I've already surpassed a 2-liter bottle, so let's get this one. You know,
that is not an image I ever needed.
That was hypothetical, not actual ass.
Oh God, no.
Nut in your ass.
That is an amazing video. If you ever have the chance to, you need to look up "Nut in Your Butt."
Yes,
on YouTube. It's
we've actually I told him about this on air. But yes, that is hilarious. Sarah showed it to me. I shared with our listeners because yes, not
in your butt.
Yes.
Understand sometimes you need to do something at a pinch. You get your urges, but I mean, come on.
Yeah. What was it? A couple tins of Vaseline?
Yeah.
Two large things of Vaseline. The square cube ones,
yeah.
Two of them.
A jar of peanut butter.
Well, I know that you love your peanut butter.
I love peanut butter, and you know, but...
Not near his asshole.
Not in my butt.
So, Avery currently works in a adult novelty store. Sarah used to. He worked there for same company for a year.
About a year. Yeah.
So they have much experience.
Yes.
So Avery has brought us a whole bunch of lube to look at.
Sample,
sniff. Not lick. I'm not licking it. No.
You didn't bring any flavored, I don't see.
There's only one by ID, and I'm not even going to open that because it's nasty.
Oh, God, I see it. It's the bald cherry. Kill it with fire.
Ew.
I'm not going
to... If you're looking for flavored lubes, go to Sliquid.
Sliquid and System Joe. And actually, ID did come out with a new company, or a new line called Fruitopia, which it is all natural
stuff. Is it anything like the soda?
No, but it is actually decent quality.
That's amazing.
I know.
From ID.
ID is
medium ground. They
sometimes they have good products. Sometimes
they have decent products. They are price wise cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, especially female, if you are sensitive to any type of ingredients going into the vagina or anything, oh no, I know this is. Primarily gay people.
Well, no, we actually have a fair number of female listeners.
Awesome.
So
ID does not go in your vagina.
It's not a.
It's not for that hole. So.
But for gay guys, ID is perfectly fine. It's just smelly. Tends to get a little bit sticky.
A little bit. It gunks
being
up.
Conservative about.
Bitching about ID.
Bitching about ID.
So. The reason why I suggested you guys come online is because I've heard you guys both be lube snobs. I've heard the rant that I've heard you both do it at separate occasions and then at each other on numerous. So I figured getting this rant on lube on tape or MP3 is a good idea. So...
Are we doing emails first?
No, we're gonna talk about lube, and then we have an email.
Lube toys, anything else? You know.
This is your chance to be the snobbiest snobmo.
So what?
Snobmosexual.
I think I need to have my nose go up a little bit higher, like a Frenchman.
Don't get too far back from the mic.
What is it about lube that quality obviously matters, but what? Is it that really
changes each one from the other?
Yeah.
Well, first thing, and now I feel like I'm actually doing like training because.
Well, I mean.
Oh, I know.
Training.
First of all, there are three main styles of lubricant. There's water base, which is gonna be the most normal, easiest to find. There's gonna be silicone, which is, in my opinion, a better lubricant for intimacy. And that's where it becomes 50-50 because it turns into, can I use it with toys, which we'll get to that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then third one, which is oil, which oil's good and bad for guys. They make a ton of different styles of masturbation lubricants, which I actually brought one to masturbation creams, which they still have oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
It works decently. The neat thing is a lot of them use natural oils where it actually tends to soften the skin. It may actually moisturize the skin and everything. It feels nice.
So it makes your hand and your dick really...
Correct. Only problem is, it is not for women at all. You never want to put any type of oil down there. For people who think that, you know, a jar of Vaseline is the way to go, I wish that I could hit you. I'm sorry. I do.
What about Crisco? Is that bad?
Yes!
that one caused minor aneurysm.
Get a fan and start fanning them.
And lard is right out.
Yes.
We are not making pies. No butter either.
Certain kinds of pies.
Not the right kind of cream pies, dear.
Yeah. Anywho.
Moving right along.
So,
God, your feet are cold.
So I'm going to go and let you guys try this real quick. It's called Ride Rub Stroke Oil by Slickwid.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be one of their masturbation lubricants.
So this is just for personal use?
Correct.
Yes.
So
not for toys, not for with a partner.
Little tiny.
A little bit does go a long way.
A little goes a long way.
Yep.
Wow, that's really thin.
Mm-hmm.
What's oil?
So... Personally, I do. If I do ever use,
It smells like nothing.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It smells a little bit.
Very vague.
Pass it down. Yes, sorry for the paper. We have to clean off the lube somehow.
That's a weird smell.
Yeah, it kind of, but it's not offensive.
Yeah, it's not like bad. It's just.
Well, definitely to give you an idea of what you just put on you, it is sweet almond oil, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, sunflower seed oil, macadamia nut oil, jojoba seed extract, mango and shea butters.
Well, that would be really good for your skin. I mean, hell, you just listed off half the things in my hand cream.
Exactly. So it makes your skin feel really soft. Personally, I don't care for it all that much because it... still leaves a lot of friction.
It does. Yeah. So, I just noticed the over
it doesn't the... It doesn't feel like it lasts very long.
Exactly, which is why whenever I had the meeting with them last weekend, it was which I still laugh that he got all upset about that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, just like putting it on my fingertips and rubbing my fingertips together, I could still feel like every ridge of my... just the ridges on my fingertips rubbing together.
Also, a point to note about oil-based lubricants.
Safe with condoms.
They will break down latex. They will break your condoms. You will have a baby. It will break
down other things, too.
Yes, it will.
So don't use it on toys.
The thing is, technically, you can put it on most toys. Mm-hmm. I don't suggest it just because it's a ass time fix. I'm supposed to go fix. Inside
it. Yeah, it sucks trying to clean it off. Yeah.
So. See, and just like the... I wouldn't use a product like that just because, well, I have foreskin, and the fact that the whole cleaning up greasy top is kind of unappealing.
Soap and water and lots of scrubbing.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man, that was great. Now I gotta go basically step in the shower.
It depends, because if you put a lot of it, obviously you will have to, but if you know what amount works for you, then you may not have to put that much, at which point afterwards you can just leave it.
You basically have moisturized your hand and your dick.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
it's not an unpleasant smell, and it doesn't smell like lube.
Yeah. No, it doesn't smell like my hand creams. Like, usually my hand creams smell really strongly of almond butter.
Mm-hmm.
Or the
almond oil.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like that, so they've done a good job descenting it.
Okay, next one is, do you want to do water-based or silicone?
Let's start with water-based, because I think if we do silicone first, we'll have water-based going wee all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's work our way through the water-based, then come around to the silicone.
Okay. This is like a wine tasting, but...
It is.
But there's no tasting involved.
There might be.
No.
Well, I mean, to some people, certain lubes, I mean, it is some have a taste and some don't.
You have to remember the fact that... Even if you guys are having just regular intimacy, at one point or another, a lot of people do have an oral fixation and do actually want to give their partner oral. And that lube, if it's an unpleasant taste, even if it's non-flavored, you don't necessarily want to go down there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you do that first.
I was going to say, you do that first, then...
See, I'd like to go back and forth. What? Anyways, so
moving on.
Pick one. We're starting at the low end, going to the high end. I'd say.
Speaking of low end, wet.
Wet, our wet. Friend.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So,
I'm familiar with wet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not personally familiar with wet. Mm-hmm. At least I don't use it. I've used it with others. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep reapplying it because it dries out.
Yes.
It's not very wet.
No, it doesn't stay very wet is the problem.
So the thing about water-based, it is typically... Hello?
You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry.
I can hear you. I'm monitoring
I can't hear
it.
Anything in this. So, yeah. Anywho, water-based is going to typically feel a lot more natural. Mm-hmm. But the problem is your body absorbs water, so you have to keep reapplying it. Some lubricants are a little bit different than the other. Like, the two main thickening ingredients is what really does it. I mean, companies like Astroglide, KY, Wet, they all use glycerin, which mm-hmm. is typically an animal-based product. And with that in mind, it is harder for the female body to break down. Mm-hmm. So there's higher chance of things like yeast infections and all that. But it's cheaper in price, so it's easier to find those lubes. Like, say you go to Walmart, you can typically find any of those three brands there.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
One thing that you will also notice is the section right next to it, Vagisil.
Yeah.
They did that on purpose. So.
Well, and also, on the thing of things that cause havoc with bodies, and I know this because I have a sensitivity of myself, at certain spermicides that mm-hmm. you'll find either on condoms, some I used to see it in lubes, they really play havoc with me. They used to, like, after I used the spermicidal jelly, because it would make me cramp, and I would be really
that's
unhappy for a while afterwards.
Mm-hmm. One of the main spermicides is Nonoxyl 9. Mm-hmm. And that is an industrial strength floor cleaner.
Yeah.
So that's what you're putting inside you when you use spermicides.
And just think of how absorbent all those membranes are.
Yeah. The idea of spermicides good because I understand it where, you know, I don't want to have a child right now. I'm not ready. But at the same time, it's a terrible product to actually put in you, at which point you either need to look at different forms of either like birth control or like condoms and everything else like that, and actually good ones. So.
Yeah, it tore me up. I mean, I would feel my stomach and muscles would just knot for a little while after using it. It's like, okay, I have to stop because, mm-hmm. oh my God! Because if I use the jelly without the additional spermicide, I would be okay. Mm-hmm. It's just ugh. So
yeah. Understandable. So this is original wet.
I'm just going to pass it because I know what it feels like.
I'm familiar with wet. Are you familiar with wet, Saverin?
Not really.
Yeah.
Put it on your hands.
Notice,
do it.
And I noticed that we do not actually have any KY or Astroglide.
No, because I will never, ever allow that into my household. I will exactly. sooner burn that bottle.
So let it be known that KY and Astroglide are both...
terrible products.
The bottom of the barrel, lowest end.
Now, one of you, was it Astroglide you're saying causes tissue damage?
It can in the long run.
Really?
Yes.
Very prolonged regular use.
Oh, so like constant, you use it every time you fap and you
fap
a lot.
So if you're a porn star.
Yeah. Well, they don't use that.
Yeah.
They use the good stuff.
Yes.
The stuff you buy by.
If you're getting paid to have sex, you might as well do it right.
Yeah.
So. Is it's an ingredient there that causes?
I believe it's the parabens that they use in it, which is another one of the ingredients in some of the water based.
Like now,
yeah, get used to it. That's one of the qualities of wet that is very noticeable, and why I didn't put it on my hand because I know that it smells.
Smells nasty.
It smells nasty.
It's a nasty flavor.
You will smell like it even after washing with soap and water.
Actually, yes.
Well, I have some of that lava. The industrial
that
humus.
Might get it off.
Or it'll just make my hands smell like orange lube.
Yeah, that's probably what they'll smell like. Wet is that gross.
Damn you.
The reason why I even found out about Astroglide having that issue is we were talking in the company about trying to get a new type of lube out, which is called Pre-Seed, which is actually for couples that are looking to actually conceive a baby. Mm-hmm. The way that they formulated it is a water-based lubricant, but it's not like anything that you can find on the market because it actually has electrolytes just like the actual body. So it's essentially, it's trying to make it as friendly for the sperm to go as possible.
Hmm.
Because the issue is a lot of both men and women pre-cum as well as the secretions in the female body, they may not be the same pH balance, at which point it can actually end up harming the sperm.
Oh, wow.
So this kind of just
it's getting really
evens the playing field?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So, I mean, for couples who are looking to but don't want to buy that specific, lubricants in general typically won't hurt it too much, but I'd still suggest to go with better brands. Mm-hmm. So
less chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So that was wet. It is rather smelly. It's probably pretty sticky.
Yeah.
It tends to get pretty sticky.
And tends to linger. I mean, it'll stay on your hands, but and you'll feel slightly.
Oh no! What's this?
This is
ripping. Oh no! What is it?
It is elbow grease gel.
Oh no! It's elbow grease.
Elbow grease gel.
Oh, it's gel.
Yeah.
So there's a thing about thicker lubricants.
Yes. Lubricants, they use two different types of thickening agents. The ones that you're going to find that are a little bit cheaper are going to use glycerin. Mm. And thickness is just based on how much how much thickening agent that they put on it. Other companies, a lot of the newer ones have been using things like plant cellulose, which is a lot safer for the body. It's a lot easier for, especially for women, to be able to break it down. Now,
this feels like kind of like snot.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It
smells a little bit like it, too. Actually, it smells like
it smells a little bit like that.
You ever get those like toys at like arcades or like Dave and Buster's, that sort of thing, where it's the fart goop that you stick your finger in and it farts? It's what it smells like.
It smells like the chemicals.
It smells that chemical-y smell.
So this is actually kind of scary. So I just Googled Astroglide dangerous or whatever, and there's an article posted on this condomdepot.com that was international microbial conference talking about how Astroglide caused almost as much damage as Nanoxyl 9, a spermicide, which is used has been spoken to increase susceptibility to HIV. It basically was killing off butt bacteria, the friendly flora that's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And just as bad as like someone using spermicide.
Oh.
Your butt. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that is, considering that you need that stuff to, you know,
for a healthy butt.
Yeah, for not upset tummies and upset digestive tracts.
Wow, that's actually kind of scary.
So Astroglide is
without worrisome. Knowing that, because I mean that's something that we had used for a long time too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why it's important to educate yourself about what you put in your body. Just pick KY or Astroglide off the bottom shelf and say, nah, it'd be fine. You know, don't just do that.
So, I mean, the whole thing to me is I do very much understand. Oh, sorry.
No, it was just, there you go.
Okay.
You might have to. You have to be kind of close to the mic. Okay.
No, well, it's the dolphin. You're going to have to undo it and raise it up.
Take one down.
So, moving on.
Hold on. Please fix this.
I'm sorry that yours actually needs some Viagra.
We actually have some better than Viagra.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh. Dolphin torture.
There we go. Okay, so.
You have to scoot back.
Boo.
Yeah.
Well, you can also tilt it down a little.
Oh, I'll tilt you down a little?
Oh, baby? No, just the mic head.
Oh, yeah, baby, don't stop.
Hi. Better?
There you go.
Yay. Okay, what was I talking about?
That lube in your hands.
About how you shouldn't go for the bottom basement lube they sell at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. See, the whole thing is, I believe that no matter what, you need to have lube.
Mm-hmm.
You do. I mean, especially if you're doing, like, anal sex or anything like that, because back there, it's make it. So, as much as people believe it does in stories, which I'm sorry, don't believe the stories that you read. and he shoved in, and it was amazing.
Nope,
it's not.
rectal mucus is not enough.
No. So
unacceptable.
If you have no other option than to get a cheaper lubricant, still get it.
Yeah.
But if you have the ability to get something that's better for your body, go with that option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I really had no idea. I mean, think, yeah, sure, you know, it's a foreign chemical, but it didn't know it'd be that bad for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, this is why I invited them on.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my butt. It's ruined. I'm a fox with a broken butt.
Oh, no.
My life is ruined.
Your moneymaker's ruined.
Oh. At least I got my mouth.
Corners for you.
So what do we have next?
The next one is Sliquid H2O. Hey, Sliquid is actually a Dallas-based company. So they are going to be one of the companies I'm showing that has plant cellulose as a thickening agent. That one, like I said earlier, is safer for the body, especially for women. If you have any sensitivities at all down there, it is much safer to use the plant cellulose lubricant. This one's just going to be their basic, the most basic that they make.
The one that we've tried is the thicker...
Sassy. He's got some down there.
I do have Sassy. So,
which is the thing, there's a couple benefits to having... There's this regular water-based lube, which is generally pretty non-viscous. It flows pretty well.
Yeah.
But then you can get some thicker formulated lubes, which is... Well, I don't know if we can do that.
If you're doing stuff back there and you're needing to use water-based, you do want to do a thicker lubricant.
Thicker, yeah. Thicker.
Because for one thing, it's not going to run everywhere.
Yeah. So. You want thick lubricant for anal to stay where you put it.
So...
Hey, I'm good to know that this lube is vegan.
Yes.
So, vegan.
That matters to some people, so. Yeah.
I mean, hell, there's...
Well, you said glycerin was animal-based, and this is plant cellulose. Right. So
this, Sliquid is both glycerin-free and paraben-free, which parabens are just another one of the ingredients that... It's one of those, California, if you have too many in your body, you're going to get cancer.
Well, there was couple things with, like, shampoos and such a couple years back where... But this is nice. It's not drying out. It's not sticky. It just slides very well. It doesn't have a bad smell either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once you rub it off, you won't smell it.
Sliquid. As well as the fact it doesn't feel sticky afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just sliding.
Mm-hmm.
Sassy.
So that's a pretty decent one. So, and it comes off. You don't have, like, residual.
Yeah, I mean, like, wet, it still felt like it was hanging around.
Yeah. So this next one is Sliquid Sassy.
It's
the one that it is one of my preferred.
This one is a gel. As you can see, gel. My finger
it's very thick.
It is not moving.
Yes,
he is. Yeah.
So. Holding his finger on the...
above your carpet.
just going to say, this carpet's getting replaced when you move out. It's just gonna happen.
It's not my fault.
That's actually one of my preferred lubricants, the Sliquid Sassy. It's
and it too nice, is vegan friendly.
The entire Sliquid company is vegan friendly.
It's just a good thick lube, and it works great.
For the hetero mollusks.
Yes. What are you doing?
Threatening you with lube.
Don't threaten me with lube.
That's later.
Sounds like bad fan fiction. And they had lube, and it was good.
I'm gonna put this lube in your butt.
Now, it can dry out, this liquid. We've had problems with it occasionally drying out.
Because it's plant cellulose, it tends to dry a little quicker.
Yes.
Than
glycerin,
actually.
Glycerin will actually pull moisture from the air, which will help it last a little bit longer.
Can you give me a fresh paper towel?
Yeah, I think I need a new one as well. We're going hands-on for you, the listener.
Well, sometimes actually feeling it, you'll give more honest reactions versus me. I could talk all day, and you guys don't need to bother actually believing me. Here, feel it.
So. Touch it.
Put that on the table.
Yeah.
We will clean it up after.
Well, that's our theme song, touch it.
Organics.
So. Yep. Sliquid also does make a fully organic line for those who are extremely touchy about what they do with their body.
The ones that are super sensitive to chemicals?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's not only vegan, it is also organic. So the main difference is that it is just organic. It's a little bit more expensive, but...
But if you pay for one organic. Of those people,
And this one specifically is their Oceanics, which has what the hell is it? I'm gonna butcher this. I'm sorry. Wakame, Nori, and Carrageenan?
I think it's Wakame. It's really good in miso soup. I know
Carrageenan, that. Yeah, Carrageenan Gordon, Carrageenan Nori Wakame.
They are
wakame.
All.
I've eaten nori. I've eaten wakame.
Things that you have probably eaten
in a Japanese they are restaurant. All,
bless you.
It's a hit.
It's in it.
Come on.
Come on.
Three.
Fuck you guys.
That's not
later. No.
So the Oceanics has three different seaweed things from it.
So shove it up my nose.
Yes.
So how much of that that's on your hand came from your nose, and how much is the lube?
Oh, it's God. All the lube. Okay, I'm not putting that on me, but you guys
come on,
should.
Come on. Put it on you.
No.
Do it.
No.
So, this is nicely viscous. It feels about the same as the other liquid stuff, actually.
Yeah, their organics don't feel too different, but it's just more...
It doesn't smell too bad, either.
No, yeah. It's pretty, you know, innocent.
Yeah, that's what's really nice about the organics.
Mm-hmm. The next one that I have is actually by a company called Intimate Organics. They are another all-vegan type of company. This one's called Defense, which has sea kelp and guava bark in it.
And so. This one has used the tiniest amount. It has pretty strong scent to it.
It smells like a hand lotion.
It feels nice. Just put a little bit.
Holy crap. It smells...
Oh, it came on me. I opened it up and it spurted.
It smells like it just got something come from Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's really, really liquidy. Yes. I barely touched that, and it just went all over my hand.
How often do you
now smell it?
I can smell it quite well. Oh, man, it's everywhere.
Sarah, you like lotions.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I like hand lotions, but not like that.
Wow, that stuff got everywhere.
So.
Oh my god, it's in my eyes!
Oh,
that'll be bad.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you'll be fine.
He really got all over my hands.
He'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Give me another paper towel.
He already needs another paper towel. Look at him just going through it. Like a fox.
Tell ya.
Come on, keep yourself clean,
lady.
Still
got
it smells alright.
But it doesn't smell like lube. It smells like a hand lotion. Mm-hmm. It
smells like sea kelp.
Yeah. Which reminds me, hand lotion, not a lube. No. Just saying.
Not.
Yeah, Jergens is not lubrication.
Jergens is not for Jergens.
St. Ives is not your friend.
Oh, God, no.
My first time.
Oh.
I know.
People will use anything they can get a hold of.
Do what?
So what's so bad about it?
The ingredients are not meant to go in your body.
Yeah.
Well, I meant, for masturbation.
Technically nothing, but...
Not in the butt.
Not in the butt.
Not in your butt.
not in the vagina either.
Well, yeah.
So the Vagu, as Sarah likes to call it.
Anything... I never heard her say Vagu. I would lose my shit if I heard that little old lady
stick
say...
Stick in my Vagu.
If I heard her say Vagu, she's 90 and six or 4 foot nothing.
Wait, are we talking
who's
about...
talking about Vagoos?
Who are you talking about?
He said you like to call Vagoo.
Who are you talking about?
Somebody else.
Are you talking about my
yeah.
owner?
Yeah.
The owner of my soul.
That's tiny.
Of your paycheck.
Yeah.
A.K.A. your soul.
She's the reason I have a roof over my head.
Fair enough.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Panther.
Panther.
Goodbye.
Disapproving Panther. I said bye.
He does a good approximation of Grumpy Cat.
Yeah. So, all right, so what's next?
Gun oil.
Is it the water-based gun oil?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It's got the copper top.
What's it called?
Gun oil.
Gun oil?
Yes.
It is a very male or gay male oriented.
Yes, actually.
Muscle man butt fuckery.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually is. All their advertisements usually have big muscle guys on them that are all oiled up.
And sexy.
Yeah.
I would jump him in a heartbeat.
You know the one I'm talking about.
And then they'd be
and
like,
you would just slip right off.
I'll wrestle him.
You'll wrestle him in a hot oil.
It's time to oil up.
No. No Hagan.
I'm going to open this. Come on.
The con is going... He'll just do it's the oil rocket.
It's defeating you, Avery.
Huh?
It's defeating you.
Yes, it is.
Just twist it.
It doesn't want to twist.
It's probably because our hands are all lubed up.
Woo-hoo. There we go.
I was successful.
Okay. So, gun oil is... They actually have two brand names. They have Gun Oil, and they also have Pink.
They what?
Pink.
Ah.
Which, exact same product, only difference is one is male-oriented, one is female-oriented.
So Pink and Gun Oil?
Are the exact same thing.
See, I didn't even
just
know that.
Just different packaging?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so, it's different market, but, you know.
Gun Oil sounds manly. It's something that a guy will easily grab. A guy will not typically grab a lubricant called Pink.
Unless, you know...
Like me.
Unless his wife says, you better get that for me, or otherwise you're not getting any.
Or if he's just, you know, that kind of gay.
Yeah.
Hey, I have that no problem grabbing pink stuff when the time's appropriate. Or when it's inappropriate. That's the best time to do it.
It's really thick. Mm-hmm. I've never actually touched gun oil.
Really?
Yeah, I never really tested this one.
Oh. The reason why gun oil is, really in general, good. Really good... they have vitamin E and aloe in their lubricants.
Yeah. Wow.
So they do really great stuff for back there. The water base, as Sarah just said, is a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Because it's typically used as...
I can tell what it smells like versus what the sea kelp one is. Because all I can smell is sea kelp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't smell like much.
Well, it has, so. That's good. Grapefruit yeah. seed extract in it.
Yes.
Hmm. For topical use.
It's good for your butt. Put it in your butt.
Whenever I'm selling lubricant to people, especially who are looking at doing anal for the first time, and they're not wanting to go with the top of the line lubricant because the ones that we sell are they can get expensive. They can,
yeah, definitely.
But gun oil is whenever we have it in stock for somebody who's wanting to do back there, but doesn't want to spend $27. This is definitely the company that I go with because it still has stuff that's safe for you. The aloe vera and vitamin E helps soften the tissues. It's overall a really good way to go. So
gun oil, fuck with it.
Literally.
Let's see. Other stuff that I brought that I'm honestly not going to open just because I don't want to. Encounter, which they are actually the exact same company as Elbow Grease. Mm-hmm. Encounter is female brand, Elbow Grease is the male brand. Elbow Grease, the company, was actually one of the first real lubricant companies out there.
That's not like KY or...
Correct. They're still, personally, not amazing brand, but they're better than KY.
Yeah.
They do from flavors to different styles. They have a silicone brand, which is called Fusion, which I know we still haven't even gotten to silicone, but... let's see. Actually, breaking into that,
so now
midway.
We need to do the halfway point.
Yep. There is a mix of silicone and water base. The difference, it's really? Called a hybrid.
Yeah, I've seen it. They almost look milky.
Most of them look like cum.
Yeah, they look a lot like cum.
They do.
It's cum lube.
Not. No. It isn't. It is not cum lube.
So,
but it looks like it.
Might typically well thicker. It's almost like a gel.
I love it.
It does really
like
well.
Anything that looks like cum.
Shh. But I mean, it that's really fun. Looks like cum.
So, the neat thing about it is it's going to last a little bit longer than using a water base. And it has enough silicone to do that. But at the same time, it actually does not have enough silicone to screw toys.
Mm.
So, because that's the one big thing that most people are like, I like using silicone, but some toys you just can't.
Yeah.
So, it's... They're the big companies, like the one that you're feeling right now is Silk by Slickwid. Another.
It's a little bit less slick, I think, than their water-based one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it lasts longer. Like, I'm still just going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it certainly feels like it's fairly long-lasting.
Going.
And with
going.
The silicone lubes, I mean, they, for the most part, last forever.
Not forever, but a good long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there, you can never have too much lube, but still, it lasts a pretty decent while.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Also, the silk smells like next to nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't...
To me, one of the biggest things for me, personally, is if it smells that nasty chemical. KY lube chemical smell, It's just
not going in your butt.
Not going on me, near me. It's just gross. Yeah.
It's a turnoff.
Yeah. It's a turnoff.
Post butt sex butt smell.
Yeah, really.
It's and just, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so now if I go do anything, like if it's if I'm not going to bed, I'm gonna go out and like if it's like morning sex, it's like you know.
You're gonna smell great. Like...
Now I'm gonna smell like ass lube all day.
And anybody who knows that smell will immediately know what happened.
Anybody
be like, oh, look at you, you got fucked.
Yeah, or you felt well, you could have fucked somebody because you just may smell.
Some people top.
Some people top.
This episode is brought to you by Sarah's ass.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Let's see.
Are we gonna skip ID?
We talked about it, and we talked about it. I'm tired of ID.
It's a cheaper alternative if you need to be a little bit cheaper.
It's height.
Yeah, basically.
It's height.
That was my starter lube. and then I moved on.
So like a starter car, you upgraded. Yeah,
I definitely upgraded to the
your first.
I upgraded to the Sliquid, and then I got the Ferrari of lubes.
Which one?
Pure.
Oh, that's right.
That is like the lever. Well, no, it's German, so it'd be like the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Of lube.
A fancy Volkswagen.
Well, you've got J-Lube down there as well that yes. I see, since that's technically water-based, kind yes. of.
J-Lube, which is originally a veterinary lubricant.
For, like, putting hands up cows' butts and yes. things like that.
Which is actually why it's a really good lubricant, especially for people who like to use things like Bad Dragons, because awesome company, but oh my god, those things are huge. They are. So, J-Lube, they've actually started making it to where you can buy it already moist.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that it's typically found is in a bottle of powder.
Mm-hmm.
The powder you add moisture to, you add water, and depending on how much you put, it can make it thicker or thinner consistency. I like J-Lube because it makes me giggle. It does.
Oh, God, you've got water over.
Yes, I'm prepared.
I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah,
I want to try it.
Let's not get J-Lube all over my couch.
But why not?
We're gonna be really careful. I want to put my phone somewhere else.
Actually, start this all the way over there, so that way I get that at the end.
Okay.
So
add water to it.
Give
add a little bit of water.
Savern water first.
I will let her do that without.
Savern's not going for it.
Leakage of this product into the peritoneal cavity may cause illness and/or death.
So how much do you add?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you don't need much.
Yeah, well, I think I did too much. Oh, wow.
Yep.
For veterinarian use only, uh-huh.
Well, we are furries, to be fair.
Yep.
Oh, no! There's lube everywhere!
Not on the couch, though. On you.
It's on me!
I guess we're watching that hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's... You...
For the See, whores, right?
What I'm doing is just dipping my finger in the water and going from there. See, the reason why I have to giggle at it is because this would be the only water base that is great for shower sex.
Oh? Yeah.
Because if you keep adding water, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Problem with typical water-based lubricants is as soon as you try and do shit in the water, then
it's gone.
It's gone. Suddenly all the friction in the world.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes. Because
so did you just powder your dick with this and then hop in the shower?
Yeah, pretty much. So the reason why this stuff makes me giggle, and I actually didn't get all that much on my hand to really show it, is do you remember the movie Aliens?
Yes.
Okay, a little bit of fun fact. The first Alien movie, all that slime was KY.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there... became stuff like this.
Ooh, that's gooey.
Isn't it?
That's fun.
So, This is why I this stuff makes me giggle and I love it. And I admit I totally take this shower by myself because it's funny.
not even for using toys, just to play with.
Yeah, just
now you have to be really careful if it gets on the floor of the shower.
And that's what, you will get dumped on your ass.
Yes.
You will do a 360 McKill yourself.
Yeah, be really, really careful with the powder, because if you splash a little of the powder and then it gets wet, that spot's going to be wet for a while.
Yep.
Wee.
Same thing as a silicone lube. If you spill it in the shower,
see, my thing is.
So if we're going to do the slip and slide for Saverin's hallway, we get that stuff.
Well, that see, works. That's going to be the cheaper way to go.
I was just amused that the Mythbusters used it once. They,
they used it. With
they
the,
coated
the...
a parking lot with it and just.
Oh, that sounds like awesome. Just dust it down, fire hose, whee!
Honestly, one dream I've always had is to get an actual slip and slide thing, and instead of doing water, lube. Just
J-lube. I just want to fill the bathtub. Because the bottle of the powder makes how many cup of gallons?
The bottle, which is 284 grams, that's okay. Will make roughly 80 gallons of lube.
So
one little bit goes a fucking long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could literally fill a small tub.
This thing will go a long way.
Easily.
That in a bathtub, warm it up slightly.
So for the listeners, because obviously visuals don't really go, whenever you add water to it, it gets stringy. For those who've used Bad Dragon lube, it's, you know how it gets that stringy look, kind of like cum? Yeah. Similar idea.
It's just not going to be cloudy.
Exactly.
So it's going to have a similar feel to it, from what I gather.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper, though.
Huh?
It's much cheaper.
Yes. That actually does remind me, in regards to Bad Dragon Lube.
That's what you were telling me about this the other night.
I was?
Yes.
What did I tell you?
About for personal use versus toy use.
Oh yeah,
it was last night. I know that you had some, but
oh girl. Anywho, though Bad Dragon Lube is a great idea for their toys because it's water based. Safety is on the material. Honestly, especially if you're doing it for intimacy, I really don't suggest it. If you know that you or your partner have good stamina, because. A couple friends of mine, one of them, who whenever he tops, he can go an hour or 2 hours straight. And they, for the longest time, they didn't want to listen to, no, you should use this lube instead. No. So they were always using Bad Dragon. And the person that was topping for 1-2 hours rubbed his dick raw.
Ow.
It got to the point that he couldn't have sex for over a month because the skin... had to heal.
That's ow.
Yes.
That sucks.
So, Bad Dragon works for toys. It works if you're doing a quick thing, but if you know that you last, don't do it.
Use something a little bit more friendly.
Huh?
Use something a little bit more skin friendly.
Yeah. Mind. Okay. Trying to think what the next thing is.
Silicone. We're moving on to silicone.
Okay. Silicone, there are actually going to be 5 grades. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, obviously. 1, 2, and 3 are going to be cheaper silicones, typically. Like, price-wise, they're going to be cheaper. You might be able to find a small bottle for $10 versus most better companies, which you're going to find the cheapest for, like, $18 to $25. The difference is, and KY actually does make a silicone. It's called their Intimacy, I think.
I don't even know.
Anyways, there's one of the first lubes that I bought. Big mistake. It feels grainy. The thing about silicone, and this is not just the lubricant, but also with toys, silicone is made from sand.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What?
Silica.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sand.
Sand.
So, yeah.
So, cheaper silicones will feel grainy or oily, which that's not a cute feeling. I'm sorry, it's not. As well as the fact that silicone in general, as a general lubricant, I love it because it's long lasting, it doesn't dry out, it doesn't get sticky, and it has no scent. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. It is technically hypoallergenic because it has it's a completely foreign substance that the body doesn't recognize. Replicate or anything. Now, there are cheaper ones which can still be a little bit awkward feeling, like
Fusion.
Fusion. This one I don't care for because it does feel oily. Yes, you will want napkins.
Yeah. A fresh paper towel.
There you go. Honestly, you don't need to.
Just the tiniest just a little drop.
So, to me, it feels kind of like I just put oil on my finger.
Ah, yeah. There's already some. You could probably just touch the tip.
Yep. And just getting some from the outside of the package.
Yep. One big thing about
it silicone. It does feel like oil and not like silicone.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Going everywhere.
You seem to have that ability over there.
Oh, God, I just touch it and things just blow. I mean, oh.
You are such a fox.
Oh, tell you what. Doesn't smell bad.
But it is silicone, so it's not going to have a smell.
Unless it my hand still smells like sea kelp, so.
Yeah, you know, if this has vitamin E and moisturizer, my left hand is going to be super...
moist.
Super moist.
Moist.
Now,
moist. Moist. Such a word.
Fusion doesn't have anything special in it outside of just being a base silicone. Yeah, it's going to be essentially a... Grade 2 to grade 3 silicone. Mm-hmm. It's not medical grade.
So which is best, 1 or 5?
5.
So 5 is...
5, 4 and 5 are considered medical grade, 5 being the best. It's going to be the smoothest feeling. Typically, you're going to find them to not have any extra ingredients in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like gun oil with their silicone is technically grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also has the added aloe vera and vitamin E, so it lowers their
it's like, how
good it is, but still, it's an amazing beginner anal lube.
Okay.
And then it's liquid.
Silver.
If I can open this.
Yeah, that's the problem after you start, especially getting into the silicone, you start getting real slip-slidey.
So, one big thing about any type of silicone, especially liquid, and with the liquid silver, their bottles suck after you open it, not gonna lie.
Just slippery?
Yeah. The lube just kind of comes out of it. Not like you're gonna put it on a nightstand and suddenly it's everywhere, but
the bottle will get
slick really easily.
Yeah.
So I do suggest if you do buy it to
baggies.
Huh?
Baggies.
Baggies, or consider finding a better type of bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Sliquid is going to be grade 4.
Oh.
So
borderline medical?
No. It is technically medical grade.
Not the best, but it is medical.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... I own, like, 2 or 3 bottles of Sliquid silver, so...
Oh, we do?
Yes, we have several bottles.
He's hiding it from you.
It's in my desk drawer. I think it's unopened. I still have lots of leftovers.
Seth.
Just a little bit, Saverin.
I guess we can talk.
Just a little bit.
Tiniest bout. Tiny.
Silicone is interesting.
Trusted tip. Oh, God. It's every... Oh, my face.
No, it's just exaggerating. Not
the first time he said that.
And this is not for toy use because it's silicone-based.
Well,
There are a couple materials that you don't want to use silicone lubricant with. Silicone toys, because... And this is where science happens.
Science! Yay!
Essentially, the protons and electrons in the lubricant versus in the material try and equalize. And because of that, it can end up melting the material. If it's a high enough grade silicone and a high enough for both the toy and the lubricant, technically they can go on each other. But
wouldn't risk your
don't
shiny expensive red dragon.
If you just bought a $100 toy, I don't suggest to chance it.
So not silicone with silicone toys and not oil with anything rubberized.
Not oil.
Or plastic.
Not oil with anything except your hand.
Also, no silicone with any...
skin-like material.
Skin-like material, so
flesh. Cyberskin, fleshlights.
That's a super skin. Yeah. It's actually a little bit different than cyber skin.
The only one that actually gets past that is Doc Johnson's UR3.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's technically rubber.
Oh, is that stuff that
smells? The one that smells kind of sweet.
It smells like cherry?
A
little bit like cherries? Yeah.
As weird as that sounds.
Because there's a couple strap-ons like that. Yes. That giant clear strap-on that smells like, oh my god.
UR3.
I'm now going to go to your store and sniff all the strap-ons.
Don't go sniffing the strap-ons, please.
There's
some that you should not smell.
I'm going to throw things at him now.
Abuse Saverin Day.
Don't throw your
every day.
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just be fair.
Good to know.
Every day is Abuse Saverin Day.
So I'm sure that you can still feel.
Oh yeah.
Not necessarily slickness on your fingers.
Smoothness,
but very smooth, very soft.
It's kind of neat,
isn't it?
Yeah.
This is one of the big reasons why pretty much every room in my house has lube. Silicone lube specifically. Even my car has lube. But the thing is, not for anything dirty. It's because it keeps you soft. Yeah. It keeps you smooth.
Silicone has actually a few uses other than just fucking.
Yes. Silicone, I believe, will fix the world.
You can fix a lot of things.
You can fix doors that people go into.
Hi. I may or may not have broken a door upon one
with your face. Evening.
Dude, that thing is still squeaking.
I know the door is still broken. I was drunk.
You? I know I'm not one to talk.
Hey, I was about to say, don't even look at me. I will finger wag at you.
Don't make me Miranda preachy at you.
You're going to finger wag, finger bang?
No.
No.
So,
do you have any fives?
Yes, I do.
Because no one cares what five is.
Pure, which is a German company. They are one of the only companies that...
See, I think he has some, but I don't think he's demonstrated it for me yet.
Because it's... Demonstrate. What?
Demonstrate.
Demonstrate.
So...
I will steal some here because...
This one's their light formula, which is going to be a thinner consistency. They have... A couple of different styles. Their original, which is a little bit thicker consistency than this. The light, which is typically more toward females, because males versus females, we see at least sale-wise, women typically like thinner consistency lubricants because it's a little bit more natural feeling versus guys who like something a little bit thicker because it stays where it is.
So, wow, this is really smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like gliding. It's really nice. Yeah,
and you can move it all around, and it spreads.
It's little tiny drop. Warm. It feels warmer, I guess I'd say, than the other ones. Maybe I got a thinner coating, and it still feels super warm.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pleasant.
And that is pure. P-J-U-R. It is German. It is...
Wow, my left hand's going to be super slick.
Yeah, so it
suddenly he fisted it that day.
It is the Mercedes of lube. It is very...
Yes.
It is pretty expensive. The largest bottle that I've seen you be able to buy runs about $100.
How many ounces is that?
It's a big bottle. You wouldn't...
Actually, they make basically a bucket.
Oh, they make a bucket now. Make a bucket.
No, they make like this bucket thing of it.
How would you just open up the bucket and tip your finger? Or take a toy?
Punch it.
Oh god! If you were going to fist, just vroom, vroom.
That's you later.
No.
Yes. Do you need to borrow the J Lube? Which, since we did skip that real quick, J Lube. Sorry, going around. J Lube is an amazing thing if you are somebody who's stretchy enough to fist because it's a long lasting. Yeah. It will keep going.
It's what it was designed for.
Exactly. Fisting gals. Fisting animals. Now you can fist your boyfriend.
Or girlfriend.
Yes.
Not me.
Not you. But there are some girls into that.
Yep.
But so...
Thank you.
Only on Tuesdays.
It's coming.
How many days till Tuesday is it?
So Pure is amazing. It's my favorite lube.
It's, for general intimacy, it's the best way to go. The original, like it says, is a little bit thicker. Mm-hmm. And then
they have an even thicker
last
version.
Last year, I think, they came out with a new line called Pure Med, mm-hmm. which is their quote-unquote medical-grade lubricants. It's three different types of water-based and one silicone. The silicone is a lot thicker than even the original. It's fantastic. As weird as it sounds, it feels cushiony.
Really?
Like, I know that sounds awkward to say about a liquid, but it feels
like cushiony. There's a good between the two surfaces.
Well, part of what the deal is with silicone is it doesn't absorb into your skin because the molecules are too big to be absorbed by your skin. So, isn't that correct? Yeah. Okay, I was making sure. It's been a while. I used to
wield and deal. Do you need to go back for a refresher course?
Retail is hell.
Yes. Especially today. I wonder how many people died.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Today's not over yet.
Part of the deal with silicone is that the molecules are too big to be absorbed by your skin, which is part of why they glide and spread like they do. And probably part of why you feel warm. It might kind of like insulate the skin a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So. One of the things that you'll also notice in regards to the different grades is mm-hmm. the higher grade it is, the longer it lasts, to where you have to put a lot less.
My hands feel amazing. I only use like a tiniest little bit of that pure.
Why do you think I keep it in my car?
Because you don't like to be able to hold a steering wheel, apparently.
And you do need to be careful with that.
Oh, I know. I don't do it while driving. I do it like right before I get out of the car. Oh, yes, elbows.
So that's how we solve your elbows.
You need your elbow, too.
Protect your weenus.
Yeah, your weenus.
Weenus?
Show you my weenus. Your weenus is showing.
Yeah, the outside skin at the elbow. It's called the weenus.
Stupid drink. That
really?
Jokes.
Yeah, it's called the weenus.
If you're 12 and in junior high school.
Apparently this is a Texan thing. I don't know.
No, it's just a joke boys tell each other.
Silly boys.
Hey, your weenus is showing. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. They point at their elbow. Like, oh, you're so stupid. You didn't know what a weenus was.
I actually never even heard about it till about 2 years ago.
Oh, it was in elementary school. Your epidermis is showing. No, it isn't. Guys. Because that kid went to science class before you today. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you were to have the same size bottle of two different grades, the higher grade will last you much longer because you don't have to reapply as much.
So a little goes longer with a higher grade.
Yes.
So it's kind of like an investment. I mean, you're going to spend a lot more on a bottle now, but you're not going to replace it for...
You're going to use it for a long time for a lot of sex.
Like, water-based versus silicone of the same size bottle. One bottle of silicone will last, like, 20, 30, if not more, of that water-based because you have to keep reapplying it.
Plus, you know, it's like when you're sticking things in your body or into other people's body, you might want to spring for a little bit more, something a little nicer.
Yeah, if you can afford it. It's worth it.
Yep.
You will get more enjoyment out of sex by using better tools. It's just like doing anything.
Like cooking.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to cook better food if you've got better equipment.
Ingredients
and equipment. You know, I mean, it's just how it is. You're going to have better anal sex if you're using better lube.
You're going to have better vaginal sex if you use better lube.
I know. I kind of need it.
Well, that's the thing. Where that turns into is extra stuff in lubricant.
That's what I was about to get to.
There's only really one company, actually two companies now that I know of. Primarily, extra stuff is going to be found only in water-based lubricants. Mm-hmm. There are a couple companies like System Joe, which is a pharmaceutical-grade lubricant, by the way. I need this style of thing for my body. System Joe is still a really good way to go. They use plant cellulose. They're still pretty good.
I have several at home.
We can try it out.
They do make silicones that have extra stuff in it. And what I mean by extra stuff is instead of just a basic lubricant, there's stuff that's warming, cooling, flavored. Cooling is just a thing that's just really now starting to come out. A lot of people, honestly, women get a lot of positive stuff out of it. Men, typically not quite as much.
Yeah.
Well, I could see that. I mean,
like me, I'm into sensory play, so bringing like a bowl of ice cubes into the bedroom is a great way to go. But at the same time, putting it on your dick, not exactly the cutest thing in the world.
It can cause some weird feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll talk about... Oh, and I was going to say, we'll mention desensitizing lubes a bit. But we'll finish this first.
First off, like warming lubricants, the main ingredient that most people would think of would be menthol.
Mm-hmm. In warming or in cooling?
Yes.
Ah.
they're almost the same. To me, I can't tell the difference.
The idea with menthol is some people see that it's warming enough that it starts to give a cool sensation, as weird as that is. But there's one big thing. There are two types. There's food grade and medical grade. Food grade you're going to find in KY, Astroglide, and cheaper lubricants versus medical grade, which is going to be ones like Sliquid.
System Joe.
No, actually System Joe doesn't use menthol.
Oh.
They use Capsium.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Yes?
Capsicum. Capsaicin?
No.
No.
Capsicum is pepper.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the chemical in pepper that makes pepper hot.
So it essentially gets to the nerve endings and creates more blood flow so that warmth happens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. So, but you don't want to put food grade menthol into your body. A lot of people are like, for people who use condoms like Trojan, Lifestyles, any of their warming condoms, mm-hmm. they have food grade menthol on it. And the problem is it can cause a burning sensation, which is not exactly the cutest thing in the world.
I've used like the warming lube from, I hate to say it, Wet before, and that's almost too...
That one is, they actually don't use a warming agent. What they do is they just increase the amount of glycerin in it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, their idea is by creating more friction, then you're going to get warm, which is, you know, technically it works. You know, you rub your hands together and get warm, but at the same time, I don't want to have to feel warm by friction. Doing that.
Yeah.
I just kind of wonder, it's like, how long does that linger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cooling lubricants typically use peppermint essential oil. Mm-hmm. They do smell really great. They can, oddly enough, they do taste good. So if you're going to be doing oral, then
I can see that.
This is the only Wet product I actually like. I'm sorry, there really is. They have a new line called Synergy, which is their hybrid lubricant. It's actually pretty decent. It's thick. It's safe on all toys. It's safe for personal use. And they're cooling. I've actually had it in my mouth before, and it actually tastes like spearmint.
That's not bad.
No.
Better than the fake cinnamon.
Yes. hello, door.
So.
Okay, so... Those are warming, cooling. Three big companies, if you are interested in trying flavored lubricants, which, again, don't do Wet. If you have
they're gross.
If you're going to, like, diabetic shock.
I'm being threatened. The Panther.
That's one way to go, but...
he knows what I've purchased.
That's a face.
Oh, he's being threatened with the leg of a table.
God.
It's got a nail in it.
Attack.
I'm
scared, guys.
He's gonna get screwed.
Oh.
It's a good thing that he has had lube.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's got lots of lube on his hands.
I wonder if that would be any good if you put it on a screw and then put it in so that it's easy, comes out easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silicone lube on a screw would help.
Oh, we forgot to do our what you can do with silicone rant.
A nice dead.
There you go. So, what's this about silicone, and what can you do with it, besides putting it up your butt?
Like I said, I think silicone can fix the world. If you are somebody who shaves your legs, arms, chest, anything like that, putting it on right before shaving will make the razor glide over you a lot more smoothly, to where it lessens the amount of razor bumps, anything like that. So, it's not the best way to go. There's definitely some good shave creams like Coochie. Everybody gets the name Coochie. I know it sounds terrible, but honestly, it's the most amazing shave cream that I've ever used. because it actually has a little bit of dimethicone, which is one of the main silicone ingredients. Mm-hmm. So it keeps on you a lot more smoothly. It keeps on the skin. You actually feel softer afterwards. It's not going to be like most shave creams where, you know, it foams up and lathers. It's very thin film.
To be able to see what you're doing.
Exactly. Let's see.
Just can be very important in certain areas.
Exactly. Let's see. You can put silicone on the window of your car for whenever it starts to fog up really easily because it keeps water from sticking.
Hmm.
So it acts as a great defogger. If you have a one of those chairs that the legs raise up, you know how they have that?
The like a recliner?
Yes. Sorry.
Words. Forgot. Yes. Exactly. It's Friday night, to be fair.
Exactly. This is like the most amount of time off I've ever had in a long time. It's true. My past 6 months, it sucked. But if you have a recliner, you know how it has those metal bars underneath that squeeze? Well, whenever I first started working for this company, the person that actually trained me, she explained this that happened, that she has a lot of little dogs, and one of the little dogs got its head stuck in between the bars.
Yeah.
And the only way that they could get it out is by putting silicone on the bars and then a little bit on the dog's head.
And it popped it.
Yeah, it came out really easily.
I imagine it's good for getting rings off then?
Yes. So if you have that issue, if you have long hair that tends to get split ends really easily, put a little bit toward the ends, and because it's going to keep moisture in, it helps keep your hair smoother and everything.
Mm.
Obviously, you don't want to put a ton of it because it can end up looking nasty.
Yes.
So just a couple drops on your hand.
And then touch the ends of your hair.
Correct. Let's see. Can you think of anything else?
Anything where you need one thing to slide against another?
Yeah, anything that needs...
Door jams?
Yes. I actually use that to fix the door at my work.
Your squeaky door?
Yep. This one's not Sarah created.
Hey.
Not all doors are his
fault.
So
let's go back to warming and cooling lubricants.
And away from Sarah's vendetta against doors. At least we're not discussing your ass again.
We'll just discuss what's going to go in it. My elbow. No. Unacceptable.
No.
I know it's called a weenus, but still.
We've educated them as to what a weenus is. This is not going to end well.
It's funny, though.
So
I'll be lying in bed tonight and I'll look at you and say weenus.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen.
So, we've gone over warming and cooling. The next one's flavors, which, like I said, you really don't want to do ones like wet because it's going to get super sticky, even though it says quote unquote sugar free, but it has sugar in it.
Yeah.
So,
it's not safe for vaginal use.
No. Panther it is salt. Not safe to go down there.
He's tickling me.
Take it like a fox.
He has no other way to do it. So yes, note that sugar, any amount of sugar should not. No, what? Ah, why am I under attack? I did nothing.
I'm the one that bought something from Bad Dragon.
It is Black Friday.
It is Black Friday.
Did you buy something for everybody?
I bought something for my butt. Panther is unamused.
Clearly. Yeah, he looks very amused, actually.
It's okay. I just bought a small chance. It's okay.
Small chance to go with his birthday gift.
Yeah. So I can...
Just don't store them together, as discussed earlier.
What does this say? It says something about a leg.
He has named the table leg. Its name is Emil. Our German listeners would get it. So two people understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Actually, there's probably more than two, but still, it's one of those. Okay. It's nice.
Anyways, so flavored lubes.
There are three really good companies to go with. My personal favorite is System Joe. They do all natural ingredients with their lubricant, especially with their flavor. They don't have any added things like aspartame or anything like that. Has no weird aftertaste. Which,
like, what flavors?
Which is a big deal.
They actually have a lot of really cool ones. They have pomegranate, lemon, which I thought lemon would be nasty. But oddly enough, it kind of tastes like the lemon pie.
Oh.
So they have watermelon, peach, which I don't care for peach.
Strawberry.
Strawberry, cherry, raspberry.
Chocolate.
Don't do that one. It's
chocolate lube is weird.
You can't find any good
artificial. Kind of like chocolate vodka.
You can't find... No, the one that I have.
Yeah, I meant that it's hard to find.
The general... Artificial chocolate, because obviously you can't put actual chocolate into a lubricant.
Yes.
Artificial chocolate flavors in general typically taste disgusting. Don't do it.
They have banana as well.
They do, which...
Does it taste like Laffy Taffy?
A bit.
Ugh. Yeah. So
if you like Laffy Taffy...
Tacky?
Well, it will be slightly tacky, yes.
Flavor lubricants in general are going to get somewhat sticky, some more than others, so...
Raspberry, too, I think.
Hmm?
They have a raspberry as well.
I thought I said that one. Oh, they have tangerine, which is actually really tasty. Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like a creamsicle.
Some. I have some.
So
we'll go home and...
Yes, I have.
There is Liquid, which has a few different ones. Their staple ones are green apple, blue raspberry, cherry vanilla... and pina colada.
Yeah.
And they actually came out with two new ones. They came out with pink lemonade. They brought that out for breast cancer awareness. And originally it was actually only available on Babeland.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just finally made it available for everybody. And then they also came out with strawberry pomegranate, which tastes amazing. So I actually do have it if you want to try it.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
So now we get to...
The taste test.
Taste test.
Yep.
Saverin taste test.
What's this?
Strawberry pomegranate lube?
Yep.
Yeah, put it, like, on back. Don't put it on...
Well, I put kelp on my front side of my hand.
Exactly. Wow, it smells good.
The neat thing is they don't do heavy flavors. It's not something that's overbearing. It's a very soft flavor.
So this Liquid brand seems pretty nice all around.
Yes, they are a very good brand all around.
That is really tasty. I would go down on a guy coated in that.
Suddenly has an idea.
Give me that packet. I'm taking that home.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It still tastes a little
It tastes
off.
Like a fake candy, but...
A little bit, but the thing
she's going back for more.
She is.
I told you it was good.
I know, that's why I'm keeping the packet.
I'm just kidding. It's open, you don't want that.
It's open,
Just drop it in. There you go. this is my trash bin now.
Yeah.
So,
it still has a little bit of that lubey aftertaste.
A little bit,
compared to some of the other shit I've had.
Yeah.
Like wet, tastes like lube for hours.
Yeah.
That's actually really surprisingly pleasant.
Yeah. That's the one big thing that I like about System Joe and Liquid, because they do very soft flavors, not overbearing.
That's pretty strong. I call that pretty... I wouldn't call that a soft flavor, but it's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the reason why I say soft is there's some that are just like, bam, right in your face, and you're just afterwards. So. But the other one, which is so weird for me to say... ID, they have a new line called Fruitopia, which their old line, Juicy Lubes, was extremely sticky, had a ton of sugar, and it felt nasty, tastes nasty. The Fruitopia is natural.
Mm-hmm.
They are safe for both blowjobs as well as for vaginal use. The thing is,
with vaginal use, you have to be really careful on the sugar content.
Correct.
That's why food play and the vagina, you have to be... You can give yourself a really bad...
don't stick a can of whipped cream in your vagina.
Or candy.
Or candy.
Because I've seen that where people are like... "You
lollipop in the pussy? No.
Actually, one of the big things is Pop Rocks.
Oh, what? Yeah. Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks?
Put Pop Rocks in your mouth before giving a blowjob.
Okay, or I thought you were talking about putting Pop Rocks in the vagina.
The other thing is, you know those giant candy canes that you get at Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some shit with that. It's like, no!
That's why we sell ones that vibrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not made of sugar.
No.
Yes.
They're made of sad.
Or plastic.
Yeah, but that
Adam and Eve sometimes has
Candy cane glass
ones. The candy cane glass ones.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Yes, those are good. Any glass product, personally, I love. They are tempered really well. A lot of people think, oh, it's glass, it's going to shatter, it's going to hurt me.
Oh, God, no.
No.
It's Pyrex. That shit doesn't break.
It's, well, technically it can, but you got to drop it from, like, a three-story.
You got to try real hard.
Yeah, like, I've had Pyrex and actually gone outside and banged it against the concrete sidewalk and nothing. No scratches, no nothing.
Yeah.
The neat thing about glass is the fact that you can actually do temperature play. Honestly, I really don't care for doing warm with that just because your body's already warm.
Yeah.
It's not that much. Whenever you do, like, let it bathe in cold water, like an ice bath or something like that, it's a really good shock to the senses.
Well, I love temperature play, so.
Same here. Well, the thing, like I said earlier, is I'm really big sensory play. So, like, electric, temperature, different things like that are really intense for me. So.
I haven't tried any electrical play, so.
I got something in my trunk I can show you.
I've heard about your practical jokes of that shit, too.
Well, I like it because it makes my entire body electric. So any type of touch or lick or anything like that's really intense.
I just heard you like to stick it in your back pocket and then walk up and just tap someone.
Yep.
And
yep.
Zot.
Let's see. Where were we?
We were at Flavor. Oh, yeah. So,
I've seen that.
Did we talk about...
Analubes.
Analubes desensitizing.
There are two types. There's one from Pure, mm-hmm. which they actually have two different portions. One's called Analyze Me. Awesome name.
Analyze.
Yep. Analyze Me and Backdoor. Yeah. The difference is Analyze Me has more of the ingredients that help with back there. The two main ones that are noted are jojoba extract and menthol.
Hmm.
They are not going to be numbing. This lubricant specifically is a muscle relaxer.
So, which is what you'd rather, you want the relaxer. Numbing can actually be very bad.
Because if you're with somebody who, especially if they're larger, and they're like going at their own pace, mm-hmm. and they just kind of shove right in without letting you get acclimated to the size, mm-hmm. then that's going to hurt. If you can't feel it and suddenly something tears, bacteria infections can happen, other issues.
The pain is there for a reason. You feel pain for a reason, especially when it comes to something like that. It's not pleasant, but, you know, you kind of got to grin and bear it, and just, that's your body telling you, hey, slow down.
Yep.
Hey, slow down.
It's not bad to start off slow.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys have been going at it multiple times that day, you're probably stretched out in the first place, so you can just kind of go a little bit quicker. Foomp.
I think that's the noise it makes.
But you will typically find by cheaper brands ones that have lidocaine or benzocaine in them, both of which are local anesthetics,
mm-hmm.
As well as, especially from my customers, I always get the, do you guys have anal ease? Which, by the way, anal ease is cherry flavored. The reason why, I know it sounds dumb. Honestly, anal ease is essentially Orajel.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's cherry flavored is it also does really well if you have like a really strong gag reflex, mm-hmm. put a little bit toward the back of the throat, and it's going to numb that area to where the gag reflex is a little bit softer. It's great to put on before doing like tattoos because it's going to numb the area a little bit. Mm-hmm. Teething children, it still tastes disgusting. I can tell you that.
Because orange gel is horrible. Exactly. Shit.
It's like, exactly. Look, kid, mommy's out of anal mommy's out of orange gel, so I'm going to use some anal.
Well, yes, that sounds terrible, but at the same time, it's
the same thing.
Yeah, it's essentially the same thing.
Lidocaine is what the dentist gives you a shot of when they numb your mouth.
Yeah, and as well as the fact that, personally, I don't believe that you should start a child off with booze. that comes later in life.
Yeah.
A lot later.
Like 21 years later. Happy babies
drink gin. Keep them quiet.
Exactly.
I thought that was bourbon.
Nap time. He hasn't made a peep in weeks.
I keep her in the shoebox. one of the big things in regards to numbing lubricants is they they do have a secondary purpose, which is helping guys last longer. Because essentially, all the main nerve endings near the tip of the penis, if you numb them a little bit, the guy can last longer. How much longer? Everybody's different. So,
but sometimes you got to be careful, because if it gets too numb, you're not going to feel enough to stay hard.
Correct.
Ooh. Which is part of why the Trojan condoms, they have one that is the
extended pleasure
condoms. That has a lubricant that is actually on the inside and outside of the condom. So not only will it numb you, it will numb him or her. So you need to be really careful, because that's really bad. Yes. It's going to ruin your fun time for everybody, but that's kind of what Trojan does.
Well, yes.
Are we going to discuss condoms now?
In just 1 second. In regards to the whole desensitizing thing, especially for women, guys, yes, we know you want to last longer. You want to be the quote-unquote porn star.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? If you numb her, she's still going to be doing that fake thing that you think is not real, but it totally is. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, right there. Baby, don't stop.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
that's the spot.
Go ahead. Keep going.
You know, she's numb. She's really not getting anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may think that you're a porn star now, but she's still just painting her nails.
Texting, Facebooking.
You would not believe this asshole.
It's like, this guy is fucking the shit out of me, and I feel nothing. What the hell?
Did he even go in?
Oh, are you done?
I think you should hurry.
Aren't you done? I'm sorry, there is such a thing as lasting too long.
There is.
When you know, my legs start and my hips start getting cramps and, you know.
Well, that's actually where bringing in certain products actually helps. Companies like Liberator, they make pleasure objects or pleasure shapes. Their products are essentially foam wedges, ramps. Okay. They make bedroom furniture as well.
I've seen those.
So, like the ESSE, which is this really modern-looking couch thing. It's this big swoopy thing, but at the same time, you can do a ton of fun positions with it. The reason why you'd want to bring something like this is, especially with somebody who either lasts too long, or if you are a couple who has very big size differences, like, you know, one person's way too tall, the other person's too short, is you can bring like the ramp in, and it'll allow hips to meet up a lot better and different things like that. So you're not stuck straining your body to be able to match up.
And not smushing pillows, because they're firm enough that they're not going to smush down when you lay on them.
Yes.
But they're soft enough that they're very comfortable.
They are extremely comfortable, and they actually hold their shape. They're meant for any body. Mm-hmm. Because like there are companies like Pipe Dreams that makes inflatable ones. Those only hold up to 200 pounds. Past that, you're popping the bitch. So, and not in a good way.
So, unless you're into a play, that's part of your,
exactly.
your scenario.
So, and, you know, the thing is, especially in America, there are a lot of big people these days. And there's, it's not shameful. It's just how it is. People are trying to fix it, but for the time, are you sniffing your hand?
Yeah, it still smells like strawberry.
But yeah, some people are just bigger than others. It's just how it is.
So, you know, you might as well try and make sex as comfortable as possible, because one person, they can last forever, and if you're getting Charlie horses and other issues like that, it's not cute, because the entire time you're like, can you hurry up? This hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, from time to time, you'll get a leg cramp or anything else like that. And all you can do is change positions, or sometimes just stop because you can't get that leg to unkink.
Walk it off.
Walk it off.
Get up off the field.
Slow clap. Take a lap.
The stands are giving you a clap as they send in the field doctor. Yay! Send in the stretcher.
So one of the things that you actually brought up earlier is condoms.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We are also condom snubs. We are lube stubs and condom snubs.
The one that you're going to find everywhere. Oh, Trojan. God. What's wrong?
Oh, just nothing. It's something on Twitter. Then it's not for this.
Did somebody twat at you?
No.
No.
He has been twatted. He's twatterpated.
Anywho.
Condoms. We are condom snubs. You should be too. Unless you want babies.
Well, it's not just that. Or, the thing is, for people who, like, gay men who, yes, you may be clean, or especially if you don't know if your partner is, especially, you know, like, you're sleeping around, which, honestly...
When in doubt, wrap it.
Yes. Yes. Yep. There are different styles. The three main companies that most people know are going to be Trojan, Lifestyles, and Durex. Those are going to be the three that you can find pretty much anywhere, mm-hmm. from Walmart, Walgreens, different things like that.
To the fishbowl at the gay bar.
Exactly.
Hey, at least they're there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My big thing is, again, same like with lubes, if that's the only option that you have, use it.
Because God.
Something is better than nothing.
Exactly. But if you have the option, if you have the option, go for something better.
Durex being the best out of those three, correct. Usually.
Yeah, Durex isn't too bad.
The only big thing with them is the lubricant that they use does dry pretty quick, so make sure that you do have extra lubrication. And whenever you're putting lubricant on a condom, do both on the inside and the outside.
A little bit on the inside.
It's like one or two drops. May seem like it's insignificant, but it does help a lot.
And it'll help the feel of the sex, too. You'll be able to enjoy the sex more.
It doesn't feel
it
like...
It kind of improves contact between all parties.
It's mm-hmm. just, yeah. It's a good idea. If you haven't done it, do it. Try it.
You might like it.
So the reason why I highly suggest against Trojan and Lifestyles is they do have a ton of chemicals in their latex. It is not a pure latex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
you
like,
know, whenever you open it, that really strong smell that comes out.
It smells like a balloon.
Exactly. That shouldn't
be. So you're basically saying that, like, they're common or... they're, like, the super common, lowest common denominator.
There are worse condoms, technically, but yeah, they're the most common...
Of well-known companies, they are not going to be something that you want to technically use.
Yeah.
Those chemicals, outside of being offensive to smell, lower the durability to where it has a higher chance of breaking.
Breaking at least in pregnancy and or STDs.
STDs, yeah.
As well as the fact that because women, not only women, but technically women will notice it more quickly, the chemicals can screw with the body and cause irritation. It could feel like it's itchy. And a lot of people end up thinking that they have latex allergies because of that.
I've had the itchy, and it's not cute. It kind of ruins the mood, too.
Exactly.
Because it's like...
One of the big ones most people know about right now because of all the commercials is the fire and ice. Essentially, that's putting icy hot down there, which is not something that you want to do. I've actually had a couple women say that they had to go to the hospital after using it because it got so bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
yeah, so...
It's pretty bad.
This is the kind of stuff that they get away with, too.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So
the main companies I do typically suggest are going to be, the three main ones are going to be Crown, which is made by a Japanese company. Their other brand portion is called Beyond 7. The reason why I like Crown the most is because it's essentially the thinnest on the market. It's going to allow the most body heat to come between the two people. But at the same time, since it's medical-grade latex, it's not going to have any chemicals, so it's going to have a higher durability. The ones that are currently being passed around are, one, condoms.
I was just going to describe them there. They come in these circular, great little packs, the three packs. They all have great designs on them. They're very trendy.
It's an American brand. One of the big things that they do is to try and get their name out a little bit more and to help them, they actually do art contests to where different people can do different things on the condoms. Like the one that I'm holding is a storm with lightning and it says struck by one.
Yeah.
This one I've got, it's their color sensations is their color, different colored condoms.
And of course you're holding the green.
I have the green condom, of course. Yeah. And it says, it's got a big green roller paintbrush. It says, roll one on.
Yeah.
This one's orange, and it's got kind of a cloudscape. It says, trip to cloud 9, and it's very orange on the inside.
Yes.
Mine, I can't actually see the interior color, but it's got a dude jumping into a pool. It says, 1, 2, jump.
That is the Pleasure Plus. It's got a...
jam it in.
The Pleasure Plus is actually kind of a neat design.
Yes. It has ribs on the tip.
It looks like it's got kind of an extended tip with the ribs on it.
It's a little bit wider head portion, mm-hmm. where it's going to be a lot more comfortable for a guy. Because, mm-hmm. especially with guys that have larger tips, having a condom that constricts it too much can actually be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So
yes.
Little bit of slide around will help with the sensation as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Especially with the ribs on that tip. It's a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. They make a few different styles. They have their basic, which is super sensitive. They have Color Sensations, which is essentially the super sensitive, except in colors.
Yeah.
They have one called 576, which has 576 studs on it.
Hmm.
Now,
they counted.
Yes, they actually did. These studs are for people who've never used a textured condom before. It's not like it's some giant spike coming off of it. It's just these little nubs.
Like you
like for me,
I've put one on a toy before and used that, and it couldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be for the person on the inside.
No. It's for the receiving.
They're on the outside.
It's for the receiver. But for me personally, I mean, maybe I'm just not sensitive enough.
That's maybe a possibility. Maybe they
got stretched. The condom got stretched too wide. But it just...
I knew you were taking fists.
it was a decent-sized toy, but not that big. So.
They have the Pleasure Plus, which has the ribs on the tip. They have one called Pleasure Dome, which is a basic, but it has a wider head to it.
Mm-hmm.
They have Glowing Pleasures, which it's one of the few glow-in-the-dark condoms that's actually more useful for during sex, because it's still thin enough that you'll actually get sensation out of it. Most of the other ones are very novelty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can play lightsaber dicks, but then you're not going to be able to fuck with it, because it's going to be so thick.
Exactly.
There's a lot to be said for lightsaber dicks.
There's a lot to be said for lightsaber dicks.
The lightsaber just disappeared. So, they do have one called the Legend, which is their large. Essentially, it's the same idea as Magnum, except better.
Mm-hmm.
Magnums are made by Trojan, by the way. So I get a lot of people that think that that's its own separate brand.
It's not. It's separate brand.
It's just a size.
Correct.
If you also... in that same vein, if you need a larger condom, don't buy larger condoms trying to be a badass. Trying to look cool.
This shit'll come off.
Trying to look cool and say, I buy the XL condoms. Be humble about it. Buy the right size condoms. It's important. Your health is way more important than trying to look cool in the bedroom because you pull out the box of XL condoms.
Yeah.
You gotta have one that fits nice and snug, not too loose, not too tight.
You want something that's gonna hold on to you.
Yeah. So don't try and be cool about it, you know, and saying, "Well, I'm gonna buy the XL because I've got a big dick." You know, don't do that.
As we found out, do not try to double use a condom.
Do not use two condoms. Don't use a condom multiple times. That is also a bad thing.
That's nasty.
If somebody doesn't go completely soft and stop.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's one condom per orgasm. But also, another thing is, adding another condom on top of the condom, terrible idea. You'll probably break both of them.
That actually lessens their durability.
Yes, it will actually lessen the durability. You will probably break both of them. One is safer than two in this case.
Yes.
So, these are just simple condom facts that a lot of people just don't know.
Correct.
So,
but the Legend, I actually really like it in the fact that the problem with Magnums, they are longer, they're not wider.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're really thick, it's still not going to be that comfortable. Mm. Legends are both longer and wider, so they're going to be a lot more comfortable.
Are there any that are wider, but, like, regular length?
Mm.
So, or do you just not unroll them all the way?
Do what?
If you're wider, but you've got regular length dick, I mean, what do? Just not unroll them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same thing with somebody who's buying, like, a 10-inch dildo. You don't have to use all of it. Yeah. You really don't.
You can use 7 inches, it's fine, honey.
Just because it's
they
all there.
They don't bill you for the 3 inches that you don't use.
It's not like sushi, it's not all you can eat. They won't charge you for the extra.
Sushi. I hate you.
Oh. You're welcome.
Damn.
Talk about eating fish.
Ew.
Hey!
What?
You don't taste like fish.
The vagina doesn't do it for me. I'm not all for the fish taco. So.
Tacos de pescado.
Yep.
So condoms.
But in regards to one, there is one more. They actually just came out with this. It's called the Tantric. They currently, we only carry 12 packs of them. Uh-huh. They come in three different kinds in there. What they are is, you know, whenever you've seen like tribal tattoos, the generic tribal tattoo.
Yeah, the kind of squiggly hooks.
The three different styles are three different styles of tribal tattoos. The outside area is like technically ribbing. And then the inside of the quote-unquote tattoo is nubs.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, you're never going to put on a condom the same way twice, so it's never going to feel the same.
Interesting.
So, and they also changed their packaging, by the way.
Oh, did they?
So instead of doing, like, three packs, you know how they come in the little
circular tins?
Yeah. Well, the 12 packs, they actually changed to where, instead of being in the big cases, they're doing tins with the tins on each tip. And like a
tube?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they're really trying to make themselves.
So when you say tins, are you talking like little metal tins?
Metal tins, yeah, about that big around.
That sounds like a really good idea.
It is.
That's something else with keeping them in your pocket is a bad idea.
Or wallet. Glove compartment.
Yes. Heat will break down condoms in the
long
run.
So friction.
Yes.
So keeping that condom you've had in your wallet for a year, don't use it. It's going to break. Use it if that's all you've got, but you...
Change them out periodically.
I wish there was... So basically, one makes a really good pocket pack. They've got a... If you're going to put condoms in your back pocket...
Or in your purse. Because the thing is, it looks kind of like a little compact. Yeah, so, you know, somebody rifles through your purse that you don't...
It just says one. It's silver and says the word one on it. That's all it says.
So it's discreet, non-see-through. And it'll keep it from getting punctured by random things in pockets.
Yeah. Correct.
That was actually really... That's interesting.
They're very cool that.
Very smart. I mean, even if you... See, if you... It's kind of like Altoids. I don't need a million different Altoids tins. Mm-hmm. I like them, but it would be nice if one, like, you could buy it in a tin so you could get the tin. And then if you buy refills, get a couple of, like, bigger boxes.
So, yeah, you could basically... And you can order theirs online like that, where you can just get, like, a bucket, essentially. Yeah,
you can do 3 packs to 100-pack.
And then just get the, hundred and refill your little tin.
Yeah. So, I mean, because the tins can hold, like, three, which, for most reasonable people, is all you're going to realistically need in a night if you're going out.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's the blue ones that you turned me on to? I can never remember the name.
It's the Crown one that we'll get to in a minute.
So, Crown, actually, I spoke about Crown.
Yeah, he briefly mentioned it. I just remember. They were super thin. They were really nice.
Crown is essentially the thinnest condom on the market right now. It is going to be medical grade latex, has no chemicals in it. It's going to be extremely durable, stretches really well.
They don't smell like anything.
Exactly.
Then that's one thing. Plus, they're pink.
Mm-hmm.
They're very vibrantly flesh-colored, almost pink.
Yep.
Yeah.
But one, as well as Crown, both use silicone lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're, again, hypoallergenic. They're not going to have anything that can screw the body. A lot of the main brands are going to use something similar to KY, if not KY itself, which is another reason why it can cause irritation.
Do you guys carry on any non-latex condoms at your store?
Yes. There are actually a couple different things. Trojan Supra, which is nasty. It's not just because it's Trojan, but it is polyurethane, which is a type of plastic, but that one specifically is extremely thick, doesn't have much stretch, it's not terribly comfortable. One of the only lifestyles condoms I ever suggest are going to be their Skin, SKYN, which they make three different styles of that, by the way. The basic, the large, and then the extra lubricated.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be also, that's either polyurethane or polyisoprene. I can never remember.
It's non-latex.
Yeah.
Something to be aware of with non-latex condoms also is that they are there to stop pregnancy.
They're not great for anal.
They have not been proven to...
Those ones are actually good in regards to STDs as well.
Oh, the
one that you're thinking about is lambskin.
Lambskin doesn't stop disease. It's
no.
Yeah.
Only also, sperm.
It smells nasty. It's sheep intestine. You're basically doing...
Basically fucking a sheep.
Yeah.
So...
It's not only
basically, it's like you're using a condom from the 1800s.
Bestiality and necrophilia at the exact same time.
Yep.
Think about that one for a second.
Yeah, but lambskin's the one that'll stop sperm, but not...
Not STDs.
Not viruses.
If you do plan to use it, because a lot of people think that it's going to allow more body heat to go in between the two, just be aware. Make sure that you are in a monogamous relationship, something that you actively know I'm clean and my partner is clean.
Yeah, and everybody should carry condoms if you're planning to have sex. Guys and girls should carry condoms.
It doesn't make you a hoe to have it with you. Yeah. It just means that you're actually being smart and safe.
You're being safe about
and yourself. That way you don't get too far along and go, do you have a condom? And they go, no. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Exactly. And then you can't have sex. Or you do have sex, or you risk it, and something happens, and well.
One of the big social stigmas is if I have condoms on my person, whether it's in pockets and purses or anything like that, people are always scared. Well, if somebody sees it, they're going to think that I'm a hoe or that I'm a slut. The thing is, you're not. You're being safe. Yeah. Don't think that by having preventatives that you are being bad in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're protecting you. And that's, you know, a lot of times the only person that can look out for you is you, and especially in these situations.
You should never rely on a potential partner to be the one caring.
Yeah.
You need to be the responsible one, and you need to have it with you.
If you both remember it, awesome. Yeah. Then you're covered.
And then you might have a couple choices of what kind of condoms you want to use. You might make it more fun. What is going on?
That's GSM.
Why are we getting GSM?
My phone's off.
Mine's on airplane mode. It might
be picking up like Panthers or something from the other room.
Who knows?
So.
Hopefully it will stop.
And one more brand is Kimono, which is another Japanese brand. Kimono actually does run small. Like, it's going to be a little bit tighter. They have two regular ones, which are going to be the thin and micro-thin. They have the quote-unquote large, and then they do also have Type E, which is a stud and ribbed, and then Aqua, which is going to use a water-based lube. Honestly, like was said earlier, be honest with yourself. If you are thinner than average, get a tighter condom. It's not shameful. It's not.
Kimono's the higher quality to go with. And it also, it doesn't say small on the packaging anywhere.
Exactly.
It doesn't. You know?
Like, Lifestyles is really the only other company that makes
Snugger Fit.
Yeah, it's that Snugger Fit, which on a social stigma, it's understandable not to want to get that because it makes you feel bad. It makes you think that you are below average. And the thing is, everybody's built differently. Don't feel bad about it.
You gotta be safe.
Correct.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
So. Let's see. That's all I can think of for condoms. What else do we got to do? Oh, right.
Are we going to blow it up?
I am.
That's one of the best, fun, most fun tests ever, and you might want to turn around.
So.
It's going to blow one up. Oh, it's purple.
I'm opening up.
Oh, God. So, when I was in Mass, and it was a much larger public school, all the kids were broken up by grades. So you rode the bus with a whole ton of grade schoolers. Mm-hmm. When I moved to New Hampshire, and it was a much smaller demographic, the entire bus was mixed from kindergarten all the way up to seniors in high school. So I had been in town for like a week, and we came back. It's like, Mom, what looks like a balloon, but the mouth is really wide? The high schoolers were playing with it on the bus. And holy. She was, that they had been blowing up condoms on the bus.
So,
holy crap.
Yeah. This is how you know a condom is good.
One of the ways. This is one of the one brand condoms. It's the purple one. And I have made it roughly the size of a large watermelon.
A really decently, like, middle of the summer watermelon.
Yeah. So, give me a second to tie it off. Damn.
Look, we made things.
My hands are all slippery.
We got a thumbs up from Webster. And an uncorked dive out from Panther. Are you having problems because you're all
sitting on the balloon coming? About to go flying?
They'll find it like behind the couch next month.
There was one time I was working and we got a condom balloon stuck in the updraft, the vent. Are we covering?
Can you try?
Are we covering? Oh my God, you've got so much lube on it.
I thought you said there's no such thing as too much lube. That's
the silicone that came on it. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Came.
So.
Are you having problems, dear?
No, I got it.
He's doing better than I did.
I got it. I think.
I'm just waiting for this to explode.
That's the whole thing. That's pretty hard.
See, if you had done the green, it would have looked like a transparent watermelon.
So.
It's like a giant purple bean.
Oh, wow. It's nice and thin.
Mm-hmm. Nipple.
It's the reservoir tip. Which is actually a very important feature in a condom.
Yes.
If you were not aware, a reservoir tip is a very important feature, and we're getting more GSM.
Go away.
And they run.
So, as you can see, it's holding together pretty well, considering that I blew it up so big.
It's definitely a large watermelon.
Most other main brands, if you tried to make it that big, it would explode.
Oh, yeah, it'd be gone. Trojan would be gone, like,
one half nifty the size. Little thing is, now it's not only stretched this wide.
Oh, wow.
I'm putting both my fingers.
Take a picture. Don't get his face, but, yeah.
If I can get my phone to cooperate. Hang on. All right, see if we can post this.
That is some durable,
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yay.
There's that.
So, yeah, that's...
It's durable. It'll actually last. As well as the fact
that's
that...
That's pretty damn...
Which one's that one?
This one's the Pleasure Plus.
Okay.
So...
Oh, you're... That's not if you wanted to fist.
I'm now Aqua Dragon.
Yeah.
Here, hold on.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to be an otter...
Yes. Yeah.
You can give yourself web fingers.
Go ahead and actually take a picture of that real quick.
I'll put these pictures up, probably.
Be like, this is what we were talking about on Notcast.
Yeah, so you can get a good visual clue of what we were talking about. Yeah, be careful with your fingernails. If you got any...
I don't have fingernails.
By the way, this is an amazing hand workout because my hand is trying to...
stretch.
Yeah, so doing that, you can actually feel it. I'm going to take this off real quick so you guys can actually see.
Take it off.
So.
Oh, wow, that's really...
You can actually, like, I can feel the heat in your hands.
That's...
So, yeah.
You're playing with a balloon.
Boing. That feels weird.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Neat.
So, like I said, Matt, Aqua Dragon.
It's so thin and flexible.
And it smells like a balloon. It's latex.
But not bad. It's not going to...
like a regular condom.
Yeah, it smells like, you know, just a little bit. You can wash your hands and the smell will go away. Trojan, if you wear one of those, you're probably going to smell like it. Worst thing in the world is a combination of Trojan and KY.
Oh, God.
It's right there.
There you are.
No.
That is, like, the worst smell combination in the world.
Oh, you tore it, taking off.
I did.
Oh.
Here's another one. Have fun.
Yeah.
Is this the same?
It's the same
brand, just slightly different.
Oh, so. It's, like, all up in my fucking grill. Shit.
What, the watermelon or the...
Yeah, like, attacked my face.
I'm gonna go in your butt. Not like that, it's not.
Boing.
Oh, wow, these are really, like, holy crap.
So
these are really durable.
So we've covered lubes, we've covered condoms. Are we on the toys?
We can be.
Do we want to be on the toys? I think we're on the toys.
Toys are fun.
Let's talk about materials.
Things that go in your butt or vagina. Cuckoo.
Okay. One second.
So.
Toys.
Materials.
Okay. Price-wise. Cheapest that you're going to be able to find goes between hard plastic and jelly. Hard plastic is obviously not a flexible material. It does allow better vibration, but especially if you are doing something where your partner is using the toy on you, I don't suggest it. Like, bullets and stuff, which are just outside stimulators, those can be hard plastic, which is cool because they're not going inside. But anything that is actually going to be penetrating, you want something that is flexible because it works well with your body. Jelly, which is one of the most, or at least it used to be one of the most widely used materials.
And then people started getting cancer.
Well, one of the ones that actually most furries are going to know is the original material that Zeta Creations used, which was jelly. It smells disgusting. It smells like a pool toy.
Some people like pool toys.
Well, yeah, but you don't stick pool toys in your body. Most people don't.
But the main chemical with those are called phthalates.
Phthalates.
Yeah. It's a weird word. But phthalates are a chemical softening agent because originally jelly toys are hard plastic. By adding phthalates to it, it creates a soft material that's flexible and durable. Main issue is, especially with the cheaper ones, they come off of the material, which is leaching out, basically. It can cause burning sensation. It'll taste very nasty if you get it on your mouth. It will degrade really quickly. As well as the fact that jelly toys are extremely porous to where they will actually hold bacteria very easy. You can do it whatever type of cleaning you want to it. It's not going to help.
I used to have, and I had personal problems with this, I had a toy called the Emerald Screw.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big green dildo, probably about, I'd say about 9 inches long, and it had a very wave pattern up and down it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very slow, soft curve. Felt amazing.
But
after a couple, I had one, and I started using after I used it for a little while, I'd start to burn and itch. And it was like a really nasty burning sensation. And it got to where I was really distracted, and I couldn't really enjoy it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out, and I thought I'd gotten something on it, like it had been in the headboard, and it had gotten maybe one of the lubes or something else on it, and I couldn't get it cleaned off. So I figured, oh, I got something on it, and I ruined it.
Yeah.
So I got another one. I found another one. I got it, and it was fine for, like, the first couple months. And I didn't use it all that often. It was just an occasional toy.
Thank you.
Then it, too, started to burn and itch. And it's this really nasty, like, just... It's hard to describe. It was slimy. Just, not slimy. Well, it was a really slick toy, but the burning itself was really unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, yeah, anytime something is burning in your body, that's...
Yeah, burning in the vagina is not a good feeling.
One of the other things about jelly products is their chemicals, or not chemicals, their colors. Well, they are chemicals, but anywho, the colors that are in them travel. Yes. As that sounds.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can put two jelly products...
next to each other.
Like a foot away from each other and leave it alone for a little while. And sometimes the same day, next day, whatever. Color from one will travel to the other.
How?
It's shitty material.
Yeah.
I mean, but if they're not touching or anything.
Yeah.
on the wind. So think about that in your body. So if you have an original Zeta toy, put a condom on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I have an original one of the Fox one.
Yeah, I do too. I have a couple of the originals.
Huge ass long time ago.
Yeah.
Don't really use it that much. Likewise, they're Slipknot because they're pretty new materials. So probably shouldn't use them at all.
Yeah.
Well, you can put a condom on it.
Well, yeah.
And
if you don't have the ability to purchase the newer versions, make sure that you're safe with it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other materials are going to be like cyber skin or real skin, which feels nice. There is a little bit of silicone and a little bit of, what the heck is it called? Latex in skin-like materials. So if you are actually allergic to latex or anything, I actually don't suggest to use it. For guys, most male masturbators that are skin-like material are going to have that in there, so do be careful. Sarah, are you having fun?
I am having fun.
You gave him a balloon.
I gave him a condom.
Balloon condom. So now we're playing condom volleyball.
No, the only way he would make that better, don't destroy Sarah's ponies wherever it goes.
Kill them. Oh, oops.
Yeah, he's recording this. He'll hear that later.
Yeah, if he will.
I'll be in my own home. He doesn't know where I live.
Yes, he does. Oh, yes,
no, he doesn't.
I can show him.
He's hiding.
So, if we blown up a green one, it would be even better.
Yes.
There you go.
No. We've made enough messes at night.
Oh.
We? It's fine.
There's never enough messes.
I'm blowing up
just
the green.
Just take it home.
All right, I'll blow it up at home.
So, cats will destroy it.
What's this pop scatter?
So... other materials are going to be like glass or metal, which are great in the fact that they're non-porous. They hold no bacteria at all. They're a very safe material. They allow temperature play. Big thing on glass is it's Pyrex.
You can throw it in your dishwasher.
Yes, you can throw it in your dishwasher. You can boil it. You can technically do a 10% bleach solution. So one part bleach, nine parts water, and then just rinse it off afterwards just so then there's no more bleach on it.
Mm.
And that's going to not only fully disinfect it, but, you know.
Clean it.
Yes, that word.
The tricky thing with metal is you've got to watch some lower-end metal toys can have a line on where it was molded or where it was in the cast. And
glass can have that too. But so you want to find one that's been actually make sure it's
passed all QA. Make sure it's good brand.
Yeah,
make sure it's
good brand. But with the metal is if it says it's stainless steel, there are different grades of stainless steel. There's medical grade. Then there's none.
Exactly.
And I'd only use medical grade on something I put in my butt.
Whenever you're doing, if you do. if you
We are discussing anal play.
Yes. If you do use metal toys, honestly, one of the best companies out there is going to be Enjoy, N-J-O-Y.
Mm-hmm.
They are 100% metal grade steel.
Excellent
toys.
They are.
I actually got one of their, I think it's called the P-Fun plug, which is a prostate stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
It has really good hefty weight to it. So you actually have to work your muscles. It's a great way to actually work your muscles. Because if you don't, and it's the same for women.
Doing Kegels.
Exactly. Guys, you actually have Kegels too. It's, you know, whenever you squeeze and you're trying to stop yourself from peeing, those are your Kegel muscles. Women work it so you can not only be tighter, you can control your orgasms better. Guys, especially if you do like Bad Dragon toys, which are huge. I don't care what you say they are. You know, you may end up stretching yourself a little bit too much by actually working those muscles. You're not tightening necessarily, but you're creating better elasticity. So that way you can have fun with your partner who's only, you know, an average size, but still be able to use Bad Dragon and not feel like he's throwing a hot dog down a hallway. So
I was waiting for us to get to that point.
To hot dogs down a hallway.
I was waiting for us to hit a hot dog down a hallway. And we've done it. I knew that phrase would just come out eventually. All on its own.
Let's see. There are newer materials out there. Like, there's a company called Knob Essence, which uses wood as a material. Obviously, it's not flexible. They do make cock rings. They make prostate stimulators. They make one that's called the Romp, which is, I really want it. It's really pretty looking. It's a really great prostate stimulator. They have toys that are functional as well outside of just sex. Like, one end is insertable. The other end is a flogger. And it's actual good leather. So, I hear you.
Are you sure you're on airplane mode?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there are companies that use stone.
Really?
Yes.
Which would do temperature play.
Like stone, a little bit. Stone anal beads, stone cock rings. There are actually stone dildos.
Hey, if it worked for the ancients, it can work for you.
Exactly. Obviously, they are shaped and they're worked where they are safe for body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's see materials. There is TPR and TPE, thermoplastic rubber, thermoplastic elastomer, which is going to be fairly safe material. It doesn't hold bacteria, but the thing is, it is going to be, you can't sanitize it. The difference between cleaning and sanitizing kills literally everything, so boiling, dishwasher and things like that. So glass, metal, and silicone, you can sanitize. TPR, TPE, and others, you can clean them, but there's no 100%. Sanitize. There's no true 100%.
So toys you never share.
Yeah.
Which, yes, technically you can share toys.
If you know your partner and you trust them, you technically can.
But you still want to clean and sanitize.
Yeah.
Between switching.
Yeah. There are actually toy cleaners out there. And the thing is, toy cleaner is an antibacterial spray that's safe on the material as well as the body, versus using something like soap where it'll end up causing soap scum, which holds bacteria as well as, especially for women, high chance of infections. But like Pure actually makes a toy cleaner that's really awesome. It's antibacterial, fungal, and viral.
Oh,
so it's gonna be. I've actually had women or nurses come in because I used to work at one of the stores that was near a hospital. They said that this was actually in their training manual to use on like medical stuff if they accidentally drop it or anything like that. So
to use a Pure toy cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And they have wipes as well. It's the same. It's like a wipe.
It's the same cleaner except on a cloth wipe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
if you need a quick cleanup, but really, really clean.
Yep.
Hey, it makes sense.
Let's see. The next big material is going to be silicone, which honestly has not been in the industry that long. Mm-hmm. The first company that brought it in was Tantus. Which is...
I've liked some of the feeling of some of the Tantus toys.
Tantus does an amazing job. They're the reason why Tantus even exists is because the owner, Metis Black, she hated the adult industry and the fact that most packaging, whenever you look at it, says novelty use only. Why do you want to put something that's quote-unquote novelty use into your body? As well as the fact that she kept getting issues from like jelly products because it causes burning sensations and causes discomfort. So she decided to look around and found out silicone was a hypoallergenic material, didn't hold bacteria, it's flexible, and it can do a ton of different things.
They're just so velvety smooth.
Exactly.
Our share is made of silicone. It is so velvety.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think that it would slide as well as it does, but you get any kind of liquid on it, and it just glides.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I mean, you can either have the matte, kind of matte finish.
Which or
you
can have the slick. The matte finish will create a little bit more friction,
mm-hmm.
which some do actually enjoy that, and the fact that it creates that, okay, I can actually feel something moving back and forth in me.
Rather than the glide of the smooth one.
Exactly. But everybody's preference is different with that.
Yeah.
So, but it's because of Tantus that companies like Fun Factory, which is a German company,
mm-hmm.
came around, makes which is where share. Your share came from. And for those who keep wondering what exactly Share is, Share is a product that typically women will wear. It's kind of like a harness product.
It's a harness
strapless strap-on.
There you go.
It's basically, there's a form that fits up inside, and it's got a penis shape that it juts forward from the hips. Ideally, you're supposed to keep it in just with your pelvic muscles. It's kind of like the, what's the other one?
Fieldo. Fieldo's the original design from what I've heard.
Fieldo, I think, is a little bit more rigid, so...
That's the only reason why I don't like Fieldos. They're a little bit too stiff.
Yeah. So
the Share is a little bit more natural in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. And it feels really good.
Yes.
So for those of you
for both him and her, they feel good.
For those of you who are either interested in pegging or if you're in a lesbian relationship and you want to feel skin-to-skin contact instead of having a strap-on in between you, that is a great way to go.
Yeah.
We
found that the Share's a little floppy and probably going to want to get a harness just to give a little bit of...
At the curve, it's a little bit thin, so it tends to hang... The weight of it...
Pull it
downwards. Mm-hmm. So... But it's...
It feels good.
Yes.
I'm not usually. I'm usually personally. I'm more interested in like plugs. That's usually what is just. I like that sensation, mm-hmm. and it's usually what I'm looking for in a nice toy is a nice plug. So you know, like all the Bad Dragon stuff with like knots and all that. It's essentially a plug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice. But I will say the Share is one of the few the first toy that I've ever like really enjoyed having thrust into me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably helps that there's a bit more to it than just, but even just on its own.
It's fun.
It's a nice feeling.
So.
But it's because of like companies like Tantus that Bad Dragon really came around.
Yeah. There would be no Bad Dragon if it weren't for Tantus.
Correct. As well as the fact that Zeta is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes. one thing that you will notice is obviously the price difference. Of Zeta versus Bad Dragon, where, something that can be roughly the same size is still, like, $50 difference in price.
Materials cost more, plus, I imagine, machining them.
quality of material, because silicone is not all the same. The same like with the lubricant. Silicone materials, there can be a cheaper one versus more expensive. There's medical grade silicones versus regular silicones.
And there's finger quotes silicone.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll say it's silicone, but it's so sketchy that you're not even sure. The
industry is kind of crappy in that.
Yeah.
They may misquote
what it's technically being used. They mislabel, misquote, yeah. Or there's a percent of that amount of thing in the ingredients, and it's the last ingredient in the list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got it. It's there.
Yeah.
You know.
So, and quality matters in toys, in lubricant, in condoms. You know, it'll cost you more for a better toy. It costs you more for a better lube.
It's going to last you.
It's going to last longer. You're going to get more enjoyment out of it. And it's going to be safer for your body.
As well as the fact that, especially nowadays, because of the adult industry is getting so much more normal. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a more acceptable thing. A lot of the newer companies that are coming out. It's not just for fur-related stuff, but in general are actually doing a lot more for their customers.
That's one reason I also like Tantus and Lilo and some of the others, is that it doesn't look like... They look more like interesting art objects rather than a big black ridge cock.
Exactly.
You know, they're hyper-realistic with more veins than anybody has ever had in their
And there are some people who want that.
Yeah.
But not everybody does.
The ones that have the veins that are popping out so far, it looks like if you touched it with a needle, the person would bleed to death instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or
10,000 PSI.
It looks like a bodybuilder's arms. It's so ribbed.
Yes.
Well, there's the Belladonna's bitch fist.
Yes, there is.
Oh. Yeah.
Which they now make.
Belladonna is a porn star, and they make her fist.
Because she is in fisting porno, I assume. Yep.
It smells like strawberries.
Yeah, I know.
Her entire line of products has a different scent for each product. Like, the fist smells like strawberries. There was called the Belladonna Banger, which smelled like grapes. So.
Okay, my phone is off. Everyone turn your phone off.
Mine's off, too. Deepity.
But, because it's a bitch fist. There's apparently a new toy, which is...
I just turned mine off, so don't look at me.
There is a new toy that I saw somebody that girl on Twitter linked.
Oh, that girl you like.
The True Pleasures?
Yeah, True Pleasures linked it. She's great.
Yes.
And she linked it, so apparently they're like paws, like not people paws.
Animal paws.
Yeah, like animal paws, like dog paws.
Okay.
Dildos. No.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, I couldn't.
So it's like you're putting a dog paw in your butt?
I guess.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. That's just the picture I saw. I don't know. You sat over and Google it. Animal paw dildos. Google it.
Oh, man, really?
Yes, really. Enjoy that in your search history.
Let's see. There's... Dog paw dildo at Fetish Force.
Oh.
Fetish Force 5.
404 not found.
Place. No, that's Fetish Zone. That's one.
Huh. There's a Lipsart actually has a strap-on horse dildo.
Yes, they do.
What?
The Lipsart. Which...
It's the same one that makes the one that's like realistically dog cock colored.
Horrifyingly realistic dog cock red.
It's more than dog cock red, dog cock veins, like everything.
Yes.
Instant inflatable silicone, all that jazz.
Actually, I do really appreciate that company. They're the only inflatable product that actually does what it's supposed to. Most inflatable products on the market end up bubbling, and if you squeeze or anything like that just the wrong way, it ends up popping. Not like balloon and you're going to explode, but it
Or they'll bulge unevenly. You'll have one part that just goes...
And you're like, ooh, hello.
It doesn't inflate evenly. You've got one weak wall, and it's like, it comes out like it's been in a horrible, mangled accident.
Exactly. Which, for those who are interested in a inflating product, Ellipsart is going to be honestly the only one that I'd actually ever suggest.
Yeah.
So, and it's not because it's a dog cock, because honestly, that really shouldn't matter. I know some people it does, but for inflation, that's definitely the great way to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I've seen other inflatable toys before. And I mean,
okay, yeah, there. I'm not finding a
one that looks like a paw.
No one says animal paw dildo. It's a bit dog paw dildo. I mean, Google's.
It was on Tumblr, so who knows? Maybe it was just a fake thing somebody made
possibly.
Up. She linked it, and then it wasn't real. I'm not turning my phone back on. So.
Yeah. Well, there's an iPad right here.
Yeah, I could.
Could those be doing the noise?
I don't think so.
No. I'm gonna look up True Pleasures on Twitter here.
So I'm just gonna. Yeah, we're gonna move on.
It's all right. Move on. I'll come back to it if we get there.
Let's see. What else?
I think that it's mostly the material. Toys, condoms, lube.
Yeah.
I think we've run out of...
Run the gamut of things.
We haven't gone through your entire store's inventory, but close.
Well, congratulations for whoever's listening. You've now just gone through about 2 to 3 days of training.
Yeah, really.
So... yeah, I mean, the thing is, there are a ton of things that are out there. There are literally thousands of products on the adult industry. And you have to remember, some of them, they may look cool, they may be cheap and easy to work with, but you just really need to be careful. Your body, treat it like a temple.
But treat it like a temple, not like a... I forget what it is.
Yeah,
a garbage dump?
Yeah.
It's, you know, you gotta be really careful.
So.
Alright, well, we have kind of beaten the crap out of this topic.
Yep.
We won't be doing emails this week because you're full of words and we wanted...
We were super full of words because it's already 2 hours and 15 minutes and we haven't gotten to emails yet. So, we should...
I'm going to wrap it up.
We should wrap it up, but we do... So, out of all the stuff that's available, why don't we look at our sponsor, AdamandEve.com, and why don't you suggest something, some lubes or something?
My phone's turned off. I can't see them.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'll get it.
So, lube. We want anal sex lubes.
You want to pause it a moment so we can look?
Or mouths.
Or mouths. Okay, so this week's item from Adam and Eve is...
One condom sampler. So the condoms that we have been discussing this week and playing
with... Throwing around.
And we now have an orange one to go with our purple balloon. It's the one condom sampler. It's a 24 count.
Okay.
So it's got... Well, it's got one Pleasure Domes, one Legends, one Classic, and one Color Sensations. So...
Three of each, yeah. Probably.
No, it's a 24-pack.
What was it, four of each?
Doesn't say, let's see, six of each.
Oh, excellent.
Six Pleasure Dome, six Legends, six Classics, six Colors. So you get 24 of a variety of different ones to try out. They normally run $12.95. That's for 24. So that's about 50 cents a condom.
It's not bad.
So
for high quality.
Yes, for high quality. However, as always, we have a coupon code. That coupon code is KNOT.
Not.
Yes. When you put that in, you get free shipping, 50% off one item.
Which would be these. But since this is probably too low in cost, you don't get that until you spend at least $17.
Yeah. So you do get free shipping, and you do get half off. So you can get 24 condoms for $6.48 plus tax. So, which is not too bad for 24 condoms to try out. So that's a quarter each. That's a lot cheaper than you can get a lot of other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get some really high condoms, play it safe, for a pretty low price. So, that being said, you can at least try 30. Some of the things that we've discussed this week.
Stick him up your butt.
Yes. Or your vagoo.
Charge!
You're like, having entirely way too much fun.
It's a dirigible condom.
Kirov online.
It's what it looks like. It just looks like a dirigible.
No, you take one of those, you fill them full of helium, and then you like
and you drop
a little...
bombs on the capitalist pigs.
Yes.
From your condom balloons.
do that sideways, put a little basket on the bottom, and, you know, you fly him around the
it looks about like, you know, oh, the Hindenburg. I mean, come on. Oh,
only it's orange and made of condom.
Clearly the Hindenburg did it wrong.
Yes.
If it was only made of condoms,
it would not have exploded and burned.
And now we are all horrible people.
Yes. Yep.
So
that was a terrible, terrible incident.
If you sent in an email this week, we promise we'll get to it next week. This presentation has informed the fuck out of you. So and I hope us. You feel more smarter.
Hopefully it will inform the fuck into you.
Yes. But thank you, Avery, for coming on. Your knowledge of fuck lube is important. And
don't forget, that is how you lube your dragon.
That is how you do it.
Yes.
With J-lube and a kiddie pool.
Bring it, hooker.
Bring it, hooker. Hooker.
So, yes.
Thank you all for letting me be on here. I had a lot of fun.
Yes, this was quite
fun. You have educated the hell out of us.
It's fun to be back on. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a couple of years for you.
Yeah, a couple of years. Wow. I think last time I was on, probably before episode 100, so.
Yep.
Yeah, that has been a while.
You're back from the dead.
I think the last one I was on was the special edition politics one.
Back when Obama was elected the first time.
Yeah.
So it's been 4 years.
Four more years. Damn, that is a long
that
time.
That has been a long ass time.
Shit.
This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Well, ever. We popped his cherry. Yeah.
And he filled it with lube. Wait.
You know, it's hard to say that about me anymore.
Yeah.
I've done way too much stuff.
You've done something new.
You've lost your podcast virginity.
Well, last virginity
now we have someone that we can be like, all right, we need, oh shit,
we need an expert,
a guy who's an expert about that.
Oh no,
it'll be like on Pawn Stars. On the...
Now you got a buddy.
It'll be like Pawn Stars.
Yeah, you got a buddy. I got a buddy
who's an expert on this kind of stuff.
Oh. You're in the middle of sex. Hey, hold on. Hey, so could I use this? What do you think about this?
Should I use this or should
I? Does this go in my butt?
Will you quit moving for 1 second? I'm asking.
Sit still. I just want to pop this.
Don't
try it. Try it.
So, anyways,
he's trying and
failing.
On that note.
There you go.
There we go.
That was the sound of a condom exploding.
Yeah. You're going to be finding pieces of it for weeks.
Nah, probably not.
No.
He gets to pick that up before he gets to go home.
He knows where you live.
Yep. So on that note, good night.
And big balls.
Yes, please.